What's up, guys? Seth and Colby Show.
What's going on?
Also known as Captain America, and who do you want to be? I don't really want to be Captain America, but I chose him.
Banner. No, Thor.
Too late, you're Banner.
No!
You picked him. We're both characters we don't want to be. Today,
no.
Audio listeners, we are going to be covering Avengers Infinity War. The entire thing.
The whole...
So if you haven't seen it, you may want to pause it and go back.
Big old spoiler warning. The biggest.
So,
the biggest
right.
of all biggest.
Giant, massive warning.
Yeah.
But we're going to discuss it in detail. Total spoilers. Me and Colby both saw last night. So we're going to talk about that.
Talk about that.
Right after
oh, man.
The intro here. Yeah.
Here we go.
Here we go, dude.
Here we go.
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
I will massacre you.
Founded 10 years ago by two best friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
The Seth and Colby Show took the internet by storm with their opinions on the hot topics of the day.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
It's a show all about movies, music, politics, meme culture, and weird science.
I like a stand here. Present some egghead scientific argument based on fact.
Science is a liar sometimes.
Watch live and be a part of the show twice a week at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
We would be honored if you would join us.
And now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show. We are a podcast that's live on Twitch twice a week, once on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Time, and once on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time, both at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. If you don't watch the show live, it's on youtube.com/Seth and Colby. It's where you get the videos on demand. If you want to listen to the audio version like some type of friggin' weirdo, that's on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Those links at SethandColby.com. We're going to go through the intro quick today because we want to get to Avengers. Me and Colby have been waiting.
Oh, just waiting.
Like,
holding back.
16 hours.
So much.
Without being
talk.
Able to talk about it, and we want to talk about it. So. You can support the shows in a few ways. First way is free. Go to twitch.tv/SethandColby. Hit the follow button. It's 100% free, and it does support the show. You can also subscribe for free on YouTube. It's the same thing as follow. You can also follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/SethandColby. And you can leave a 5-star review on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.
I'm dying.
I know, man. I was waiting for you to finish comment. I was trying to be dramatic, you know?
It's cool. I'm dying.
It's whatever, man. Also, if you want to support us with your wallet, you can do that in a few ways. Number one, subscribe to the show on Twitch. $4.99 a month gets you a hog emote, which you can spam anywhere, and it is fantastic.
They will die.
From laughter when they see the hog emote in chat.
They will die. From laughter.
Pretty good, huh?
That was good.
Pretty
man.
Good.
That
also, you can, even give us more money. $9.99 a month gets you Colby's fat face and the hog. $24.99 a month gets you my fat face, Colby's fat face. And the hog. And then you can also just donate money. Donations of $5 or more, cheers of 500 bits or more. Make a loud foghorn go off and read your message, depending on what it says. And we interrupt the show.
In its entirety.
And it throws us off. So that's the thing to do. Also, buy a t-shirt. SethandColby.com/merch. Go buy a t-shirt and stuff. So, yeah, everything that we just summed it up, SethandColby.com and sub to us on Twitch.
SethandColby.com.
That's what we want to get to. So, guys, here's the deal, okay, man?
Burr.
So, I think it was actually last Sunday that I said we were going to the 3 o'clock showing of the movie at the new AMC.
Mm-hmm.
And on Friday, I text my mother, who had procured the tickets because they bring 8 people, so they get the tickets. And because I can't front the cash for 8 other people. So she gets tickets. Turns out it was at 7, which is the same show and Colby went to. Yeah. So just through luck, Colby and I actually ended up going to the same theater at the same showing, see the same movie, even though it wasn't even planned that way.
Nope.
So generally for these reviews, Colby and I do go to the same movie, the same showing. But
and then it's really hard to not talk about it after we both leave
like
the theater.
Just stare at each other and just are like, hey, man.
What'd
you think? Like, good. And then we just kind of run away from each other.
Yeah,
so
that's how it goes.
So today we're going to break down in its entirety Avengers Infinity War.
And boy, does it need breaking down.
Oh my God. It is, I'm going to break it down into these categories. Of course, as listeners to the show know, generally, we just kind of go wherever our minds lead us.
Yeah.
But I do have kind of an outline to kind of keep us on track, so it makes sense. General thoughts first, then we're going to talk about amazing scenes, possible endings, some unanswered questions, and then just some random stuff like the funniest lines, and then at the end, me and Colby will kind of cover what we thought of the theater and just any other random crap, like our photo shoot after the show today. Yeah. See how much time we fill up talking about this show so we don't sit here till 6 p.m. reviewing Avengers Infinity War, although we might, so yeah, there's possible. No promises. But yeah, just final warning, if you're on Twitch, there's a giant image, so if you're on YouTube, there's a giant image. You can't miss it, but if you're on audio, this is going to be spoiler-laden. We are going to talk about every single thing that happens in the movie. We will leave out no details, not even the time that Thanos pulls his pants down and hangs Dong. I just wanted to. I read that on Reddit, and I was like, "That's a great phrase. I'm going to say." Yeah. So that happened in the movie, though. But it's after credits. It's after credits scene.
Very at the very end.
Quite lengthy. Mm-hmm. Also, just by the way. But anyway,
man, the dude's 9 feet tall.
So here's what we're gonna do. We'll just start. General thoughts, man. I mean, we don't need to give like a 5-star review or whatever.
My mind is fucking broken, man.
Dude,
it's broken in half.
So that was kind of what we thought after walking out of the theater. Is just kind of like, it's a movie you have to process.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know if anybody's seen American Sniper. Did you see that
movie? I didn't see that.
I saw that in the theaters.
Okay.
And the ending's pretty bad.
Right.
Because the man dies.
Okay, yeah. He's murdered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so all the end credits are overlaid of his funeral, his actual funeral. And
oh, that's
so,
lovely.
Like,
yeah.
The somber tone of everyone walking out of that theater, silent as shit, was exactly the same as this movie.
Yeah, it was. Everyone,
one knew what to do.
The cliche is this is our generation's Empire Strikes Back.
I think, yeah.
Because it had the balls to end on a tone where the bad guy won.
Yeah.
And you're like, how do you go from here?
Uh-huh.
And I think, like, Empire Strikes Back, I think, is obviously the best Star Wars movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to say, coming out of the movie less than 24 hours later, you know, if it's maybe just the hype getting to me, but this is probably the best Marvel movie.
Oh my God.
Right? I mean,
like, I said last night, I was like, I don't know if this is the best movie ever.
Oh dude, I was rating it this morning on IMDb and I gave it a 9.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I can't rate a comic book movie a 10
unless it's The Dark Knight. That's what I can.
Yeah, and like, but I feel The Dark Knight may be standalone a better movie.
Yeah. But with all the accumulation
but
of
with everything this movie
this
did.
This hasn't been done before. Yeah.
No.
Sure.
In no medium.
No way.
And they did it flawlessly.
Yeah.
So, here, I wrote notes. So, I'll just.
I really had no complaints. The only complaints I brought up that I could remember were there was a couple CGI moments where I was like, yeah.
See, my first point is it's so dense. It requires multiple viewings.
Yeah.
And the movie felt short to me. It was
The
fastest
I never felt
3 hours of my life.
I mean, the beginning for me was a little bit slow.
Okay. Like, you said that after the movie.
What happened? Titan. Once I got on Titan.
Right.
Everything from there on just fucked my mind.
Yeah. Right.
But,
and I think,
I don't know. I was having a tough time because they come into it with the death of Loki.
Yes,
and,
which was
and,
brutal.
Yeah. And
brutal death.
Well, you knew he was going. Fucking Idris Elba didn't like being that character, so that was one way
he
to
didn't?
Get
He didn't?
No, he said he didn't like it. He had a real tough time.
Then I don't like Idris Elba anymore.
Yeah, I know. I agree.
Get out of here, Idris.
I think they
what
had
kind of name is Idris
bringing
anyway?
Him back for Ragnarok, but...
Well, he was barely in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
So... I saw that. I could definitely see that. I'm like, yep, he's dead.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, I told you a week ago, before the spoiler, you know, the what'd you say? Like the review?
The embargo.
Embargo.
Right.
They had an interview on BBC One with Tom Hiddleston and being like, how was the life of playing Loki? And
okay,
I'm like,
they summed it up, yeah.
What the fuck?
Well, I called it. I mean, I can't take credit because I stole it from the internet, but I called it on this show months ago.
Yeah.
That the movie would start with Thanos killing Loki and punching the Hulk so hard he turns back into Bruce Banner. And that's literally what happened.
Yep.
Because that's the only way to set up, like, especially after Thor's standalone movie where he goes full OP and he becomes the strongest Avenger, which is a running joke throughout that movie, that you had to see Thanos take them in order for there to be that
threat.
How is anyone else going to beat him?
And
I think that was a great thing they did.
Yeah,
they started and ended it on like the darkest tones of the movie, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that might be for you why the parts after it,
yeah, they try to be funnier,
be so
and a little lighter.
But the people, I told you this after the movie. I'm like, the people at the beginning had no idea what was going on.
Yeah,
like I think what I phrased to you was, the movie wasn't serious until it was.
Yeah,
you know,
they tried to psych you out with it being real serious at the beginning and then a little lighter and then a little serious and a little lighter until it got as serious as it did.
You kind of, I think you were, they had to establish Thanos as a threat.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think you were supposed to forget that and then put yourself in the mind of like Tony, you know, who's thinking about having kids with Pepper and then all of a sudden, no, it's the end of the world. And it's just supposed to be like a snap. It's just supposed to be like a quick change of his worldview just all of a sudden. And I think because like when he's fighting the Ebony Maw, you know, like he's just treating him like, oh, another alien, another spaceship. It's a 1v1. Sure, guy's got powers. Big deal. We can kick his butt, you know, and until he can't. And then it becomes serious, you know, and now all of a sudden he's in space and now he's on another planet. And it's it just gets out of control really fast. So
he handled that pretty well, though.
No, I agree.
Yeah,
I
mean, he went through a wormhole into space, so I feel like
I kind of like
planet's not that big a deal.
I think he just kind of rolls with it now.
Yeah,
like when one of my favorite parts in the beginning is when Spider-Man goes, "What's going on, Mr. Stark?" And he's like, "Crazy alien wants to steal a necklace from a wizard." You know, crazy alien from space wants to steal a necklace from a wizard, and he's just like, "Okay, this is what's happening now. Let's got to solve this problem." You know,
I do like well, to me, this movie felt the most like comic book movie.
Agreed, I would agree.
Like, some crazy shit happened. You got a planet that was thrown at another.
He threw a moon at him.
Yeah, like
that was another great line. If you throw another moon at me, I'm gonna lose it.
Yeah. I gotta go back and rewatch it now that I know. Like, I get that. It's just hard. I don't want to know the spoilers until I see it for the first time. But then I have to pay for it twice to see it.
Agreed.
The way I want to see it.
I agree.
When I know everything's
you gotta,
coming.
Like, well, that's the first point. It's so dense. Like, you have to see this movie multiple times. I didn't feel that way. Like, I wanted to see Avengers 1 multiple times. I wanted to see Ultron multiple times. I wanted to see Ragnarok multiple times. But I didn't feel like right after I watched it, I needed to sit back down and watch it again
like,
to fully...
just right
after.
Right,
to fully intake what had... Because you're just
there's
like...
There's just so much!
It's just happening.
And there's just so much.
You can't stop the ride. It's like you're on the roller coaster, and you can't remember how many loops you went through. Mm-hmm. So it's like you got to stare at the roller coaster when you get off and like, you know, it's like that type of thing.
Agreed.
This movie, I feel, more than any movie since, deserves the Peter Jackson Extended Director's Edition.
Oh my god, yes.
That like, that's 9 hours long when it's finished.
Yeah.
And I would sit through it once a year just like I do 1,000%. Lord of the Rings. So I want that.
God, that'd be great.
Because I mean, there's parts like Xandar getting destroyed. You know, the Earth part is, for the most part, is pretty not there. There's not a lot happening on Earth. You know, honestly, it's the New York scene. There's a small scene in Scotland, and then Wakanda at the end.
Yeah.
But most of the action happens in Wakanda. All of the setup, I would love to see more setup, more of General Ross talking to Rhodey. You know, more of Black Widow and the Hulk having a conversation.
Yeah, they didn't have that part, did they?
Right. It's just there's a lot of stuff. Like, but they kind of showed it, so you knew what happened. Like Bruce Banner talking to Rhodey, and he's like, "There's an Ant-Man and a Spider-Man." Like, you could tell people were trying to fill him in, but they don't have time to do all of it. So I would love an extended version of it for us nerds who want to see all of that stuff.
Dude, that'd be crazy.
My second thing was the CG was super good.
Yeah.
So, like you said, that there was some parts that weren't.
There was like three out of the entire movie.
I think at the beginning it's almost like you see him and you go, they aren't real. And I think that's a little weird. But then by the... I think that the testament is, like, I hit this when they were on getting the Soul Stone.
Uh-huh.
And Gamora and Thanos are the only people on screen. And Gamora is wearing... She's wearing makeup.
Yeah.
She's a practical effect. She's green in the movie. Mm-hmm. And Thanos is 100% computer generated.
Yeah.
And you look at him and you go, I can't...
No.
Tell that he's not a person wearing makeup.
I thought Thanos was great. At first, I was like, his arms are a little long for how gigantic he is. But, I mean, other than that, his facial expressions and his face just was amazing.
Yeah.
I could feel all the emotion he was going through all the time. I feared when he was on screen just because he was so fucking... He was like, he had that tone to him where he was like, I'm kind of your friend, but I'm going to fuck
Well, I have
up.
A whole thing in here about how the movie is Thanos.
Oh, yeah.
That's
so good.
The CG blew my mind.
One of the best villains ever.
Oh, agreed.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Let's see. Let's just talk about Thanos then.
All right.
Here's what I wrote. Thanos is the best villain I've seen in a movie in a long time.
Yeah.
Might be ever. I can't remember, but I feel like there's got to be better ones. Like, it reminds me of like what Darth Vader must have been in the 70s, because he's driven. His conviction is unrelenting. You sympathize with him even though you disagree with absolutely everything he's about.
Mm-hmm.
He never really kills anyone without a purpose. There's no senseless violence for him. He's, quote, evil, but not in, like, an evil way. You know, without the whole killing half the universe thing, he seems like a cool guy. Like, he likes Star-Lord, he likes Tony Stark, he's a real dude. And he retires when the job is done. He has no desire for more power.
Mm-hmm.
He has a singular purpose, which in his mind is a good deed, not a bad deed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think he doesn't think he's evil.
Yeah.
And because of that, with the exception of that one really evil thing he wants to do, which is wipe out half the universe, he doesn't come across as evil.
Right.
And that made him, like, that's why I kind of compare him to Darth Vader, because they always say there's good in Darth Vader. Mm-hmm. It's like you always look at him, like, even though he's choking fools and being a jerk and trying to blow up planets and stuff.
They really did that well, I thought.
Right.
You could clearly tell that he thought he was doing the right thing.
Right.
Even though it's completely crazy.
Right.
But, I mean, if you were to wipe out half of everything, what better way than just to turn into dust?
Well, and he said that in the movie, too. He's like, it's fair, it doesn't discriminate, it just, you cease to exist, you know? There's no pain, and it's fair, it doesn't discriminate rich
God
or poor,
damn it, that scene,
you know, race or, you know, it's crazy.
Jeez.
And I think that they threw that Gamora-Thanos scene in the middle of the movie because that made him relatable. Like, watching that scene again, thinking about how Gamora goes from jubilation that Thanos can't get the Soul Stone because he doesn't love anything,
mm-hmm.
and then the shock that he loves something, then realizing that something is her,
mm-hmm.
and then the horror when she comes to the realization that that means she has to die, like, and that means that Thanos is actually super committed,
mm-hmm.
and then you see his internal struggle. Like, I think he says something like, I have to do this.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't not do this myself again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to go through with this myself and do it me.
Far, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you kind of sympathize with him, but at the same time, you don't, because you know it's one step closer
so
to
good,
this
though,
being
man.
Just the Colby Show, man.
Yeah. It's just so good.
It's nuts.
Yeah, I loved Thanos.
Right.
He was so bad. Did everything that you had hoped that he wouldn't do, and also didn't hate him for it.
Right.
But you were just like,
This to me was Thanos the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot of people out there, a lot of critics and stuff, that are complaining that, you know, you didn't get enough time with the people that you were supposed to. Like, it's called Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
You should have more time with the Avengers. And I mean, and my rebuttal to that is, we had 17 other movies.
Yeah.
With the Avengers.
We know the Avengers.
Right.
We don't know Thanos, which is their biggest bad of all time.
The biggest complaint with most Marvel movies is that the villain isn't good enough. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone's like, the villain doesn't have depth.
Yeah.
You know, you introduce the god of death, and she shows up, she's on the screen for 35 minutes, and right. she loses, you know? That's the biggest complaint with the universe as a whole.
Yep.
And we finally get a movie that literally just follows Thanos. Like, the reason Cap isn't in the movie a lot is because mm-hmm. Thanos doesn't enter Earth until the last 10 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
You know? And that's, I think there's a lot to be said for this being Thanos the movie, and then Avengers 4 will really be about the Avengers.
Right.
Which...
Well, yeah, I'm just trying to compare it to The Dark Knight, just because, one, to me, that's one of the best villains of all time.
Agreed.
On screen.
Agreed.
Also one of the best comic book
movies. I totally agree.
And I'm just trying to think of the ratio between Batman and Joker time on screen.
Oh, it's easily 50-50, I would say.
Yeah, I would say. But, I mean, that's one standalone movie, and this
right.
is two parts. So maybe this is the 50% Thanos.
That's what I would guess. Well, and I think slimming down on the characters are going to help them, because it's just the OG... You know, the only people that are left are people who are Avengers 1.
The ending. Let's
right.
get there.
Okay.
Half, all the new people die.
Except Rhodey.
Yeah.
So at the Age of Ultron, you know, he says Avengers Assemble,
uh-huh.
and he shows all the new people. All of them are dead minus Rhodey.
Yeah.
And then Black Panther's gone, Spider-Man's
uh-huh.
gone.
Yeah.
yeah.
That Spider-Man death scene, though.
Dude, Tom Holland can act, man.
Yeah, man. That was
it's unbelievable.
Brutal.
I mean, the only, like, when he sold most people on Spider-Man is when he's crushed underneath the building.
Uh-huh.
And he just solo acts his way through that.
Right.
And people are like, oh my god, dude, this 15-year-old
yeah.
can really carry, and then he does it again. And he only knows it's happening because of his Spidey sense.
Mm-hmm.
Tim and Mantis are the only people in the planet that know it's happening before it happens.
Yeah.
And that's kind of insane, too.
But, dude, oh, my God. Like, that's why I can't... Okay, we're going to get to the possible endings.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But...
Well, I mean, we can talk about any order.
I mean, it's just like, you can't. Just money-wise, as a studio...
Right.
You can't kill off Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
You can't kill off Black Panther,
right.
the best-selling standalone comic book movie ever.
It's the second best, most profitable mm-hmm. movie of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Behind The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Disney's got two now.
God, fucking assholes.
But yeah, man, I mean, yeah, so it's just the OG Avengers again.
It's crazy.
Plus Rhodey, yeah. And, but I guess I do wish everyone had more screen time.
Like, you didn't get a lot of Cap.
I guess what I wanted is more of the Black Order.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a little bummed, this is why I want a director's edition. I'm a little bummed the Ebony Maw just died so fast. Squidward.
Because
he was one of the coolest villains.
Mm-hmm.
He just had, like, I don't know, this flair about him where he just like, I'm gonna get this done,
yeah.
you know, and I don't want to mess around. I don't want to deal with the frills,
I don't want to frighten you in any way.
Right.
I'm just here.
Yeah, I'm just here for the stone. You know, you're gonna throw something at him and split it in half. Let's keep
mm-hmm.
going. You know
yeah.
what? He's not even fighting back.
Smooth as shit.
Yeah, he's smooth. That's mm-hmm. a great way to say it, because he's not even reflecting attacks. He's just marching.
All right, Squidward.
Earth is closed today, Squidward.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's super great. But I wish there was some more of that, you
mm-hmm.
know. But I get it. The movie's already 2 hours and 40 minutes long.
Was that long?
I think it's the running time, I think, is officially 2 hours and 37
minutes.
It needs
to be 5 hours, man.
I know, but, like, I get it. Most people don't want a movie that long. I understand it.
But
like,
this
it's
movie
already
needs
long.
To be that.
Right,
well, it's
so
two parts.
I hope that there's more on the cutting room floor than they can make into an extended edition.
Yeah.
But
well, yeah, there's the scene between Nat, Bruce, and I think it's Rhodey on the building, on the top of the building. The camera's above him, and it goes up, and
right.
they're like looking up. I don't think that was in the movie.
Well, that's actually my like fourth point on this thing. It's like, I can't believe how much the trailer lied to us.
Yeah,
there was no Hulk in the entire movie.
No
Hulk. At all.
That like, is a good point.
They show him running in Wakanda. He's not even in the movie. In fact, the big point of the movie is that the Hulk refuses to come out.
That's true.
They also photoshopped out Thanos' stones. So he only had two stones.
Uh-huh.
No matter where you saw him in the trailer,
yeah.
he only had two stones.
Motherfuckers.
There's lines like, balancing the world is not something I enjoy, but this puts a smile on my face. Not even in the movie.
Yep.
Because that's actually out of character for
right.
Thanos
mm-hmm.
in the movie. Like, if he had smiled at any point in this, besides the end when he was done,
mm-hmm.
you would be like, all right, he does enjoy it.
Okay, so that was a smile at the end there?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think that's a mission accomplished smile
right.
and not a just, I just murdered
yeah.
everybody.
No, he completed
He's just like, God, I'm glad
right.
it's over,
right.
you know, because he talks about it in movies like, today I lost a lot. Like, he lost
yeah.
Gamora, he lost, I'm guessing, his best friend, the Ebony Maw, you know, his bro,
yeah.
you know, and so he in his eyes, he suffered just as much as the people who are left on Earth with half their friends gone. Mm-hmm. You know, to him, his personal life is in shambles, and now he just gets to retire on his farm, and you know.
So Doctor Strange's big mistake.
You think so?
No. No, I don't. Okay, so one, he can see the future with that time stone.
14, what was it?
14
four,
million
was it 4 or 14?
Or
I think it was 4 million.
I think it was 14 million.
14 million,
outcomes.
Whatever, and only one they won.
Only one of them they could do.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying there's a
chance.
That's
pretty crazy.
Yep.
Two, that line right before he fades into dust was, this was the only way.
This is the
way.
Only way, yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck does that mean?
Well, he also says at one point, we're in the end game now.
Yeah.
Which is... First of all, I'm calling it right now. Avengers Endgame. Give me the name of the next movie.
Oh, you think
so? I'm calling
it.
I'm calling it. Also, I think that's a callback to Ultron, because when he's talking about building Ultron, Tony Stark, he goes, we worry about all this stuff up here. Mm-hmm. We need to be thinking about up there. That's the Endgame.
Yeah.
And I think Doctor Strange knows that's and he also spares Tony's life, which mm-hmm. I think, like, they made a point of saying, if it comes down to you or the kid,
right,
and the Time Stone, I will not hesitate
yep.
to trade you for
right.
the Time Stone. And then at the
they
end
just
of the
put
movie,
too much emphasis on that for it to not
for,
be just
for
be
it
like,
to not mean something.
Well, I was right. lying. Here's the stone. I like you, Tony. You're not gonna die.
Right.
It's not that.
Right.
Yeah. Tony definitely plays a role.
You
in
think,
the next
You
movie.
Think Wong's back at the Sanctum? He's like, what? Are you kidding me, Doctor Strange? You did
you fucked up, man. Well, you broke all
you?
Our rules.
We have one rule: don't give Thanos the Time Stone. What did you do? You gave him the Time Stone to save your man love. How dare you? But yeah, Britt says he said there's no other way. That's right. And I think that's the point.
There's no other way.
But I have thoughts about that scene in general. We could talk about it now if you want.
Which
or
one,
we could talk
ending?
About, yeah, the ending.
Yeah, whatever you want to talk about.
Let's keep going about general thoughts, man. I got to plow through them, man. I liked how the movie improved on other movies.
Yeah.
Like, it made the Doctor Strange movie better.
Mm-hmm.
It made Thor Ragnarok better.
Yeah.
It made the other Guardians movies better. Where did I write that? Let's see here. Like, Thor, for example. His arc now is improved. Like, you see him in the first Avengers, and he's scared about falling in that giant glass tube out of the sky. You know, he's frightened of it. He thinks he's gonna die if he hits the ground really
oh,
hard.
Oh, yeah, right.
Like... Mm-hmm. And now he's literally taking on the full force of a star.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Thor Ragnarok was
Dude,
was the
Peter
reason.
Peter Dinklage, I forgot
yeah, man,
about
so
him,
good.
And he was a giant. Yeah. That's so fucking great.
And I think that made Ragnarok better, because the whole idea of Ragnarok is Thor doesn't need his hammer, he doesn't need his hair, he doesn't need anything he has. He is the god of thunder, and that's the whole idea. And it made... Now that you... It didn't cheapen it. It didn't... It made Thor... It kept the continuity... As Thor is still going through this really awful week where he loses his dad, he loses his entire home planet, he loses his sister that he just met, he lost his brother that he thought was dead but turned out not to be dead, but now he's actually dead, he lost his best friend Heimdall, he lost his ship, the Valkyrie, who knows, Meek could be dead, and so could, you know, piss off Ghost.
Korg.
You know, they could all be dead.
I think everyone is dead, yeah.
Right, and now, you know, he doesn't know anything about Earth. And,
yeah, so Asgard's just gone.
Right, he's having a really bad time. Because remember, Thor... It, from Ultron to now,
yeah.
Thor is the only movie, or sorry, from Civil War, from Civil War until now, Thor is the only movie that takes place farther than 6 months after Civil War.
Yeah.
Every other movie took place within 6 months of Civil War. There's this year and a half where nothing happens in the Marvel Universe, except for Thor Ragnarok, which happens the day or two before, the week before Infinity War. Like, Spider-Man takes place 6 months after Civil War. Black Panther's the week after.
Yeah.
We don't know where Ant-Man is specifically, but we know it's before Infinity War.
Yeah,
we
Guardians know 2 was back.
Right, Guardians 2 happens immediately
after
like, yeah, it's like basically
Guardians
immediately
1.
After Guardians 1.
Yeah.
So all these people go through 2 years of aging off-screen, except for Thor, who did it all in 1 week, and I like that they didn't cheapen that at all.
Yeah.
Like, he just keeps that growth and continues on it, you know?
Like, I'm glad that the comedy aspect of Ragnarok's still there, but
right.
now with this added.
Well, that's what I mean. Like,
he's still
kind
feel
of
the weight of
right,
what actually happened.
He's handling all the horrible stuff with humor,
yeah.
which is how he coped through Ragnarok as well, you know? And now I love that it literally could be a sequel to Ragnarok. If you cut out all the other scenes, like if you just had a super cut of Thor until he gets to Wakanda,
yeah.
That could be the end credit scene of Ragnarok if he wanted it to be.
Yeah.
Like, it felt that good, and it's completely different directing and all that stuff, you know?
Dude, like a super edit would be pretty cool.
Right, yeah. And then you see the Guardian, like, the first time the Guardians are introduced, they're just chilling on their ship, you know, Drax is fast asleep, Rocket's flying the ship, Gamora and Star-Lord are singing along to some 80s, 70s song, you know, and it's just like, this is another typical day in Guardians of life. Like, this is what they've been doing for the last 2 years.
They're just responding to a distress call, man. That's all they've been
doing. They're just chilling out there. Yeah. And I like how I put in here, everyone got fair treatment. No one was more powerful than they should have been.
Yeah.
No one felt out of place because they couldn't handle where they were.
Mm-hmm.
Like Doctor Strange didn't feel like he was more OP than he should have been.
Right.
Like, he gave Thanos a run for his money.
Yeah.
And Black Widow didn't look... She never took on Thanos 1v1 because she'd get crushed.
Right.
And so they handled her well. But it never felt unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it never felt like, we can't let Black Widow go to Thanos because she'll get killed.
Yeah.
Like, it always felt like she was in the right place naturally.
Right.
And that makes sense. And just the balancing act of all the powers, all the personalities... And all of that stuff, I felt, was perfectly done.
Mm-hmm.
And outside of the plot and the effects and everything, that is the most impossible thing this movie accomplished.
Yeah.
Is that these two directors and these two writers, and then Kevin Feige, the overlord of all, somehow worked with the last 10 years of continuity and personality changes and life events and every one of these characters,
mm-hmm.
and blended it into this perfect mix where nothing felt wrong.
Yeah.
And that shouldn't be possible.
No. I watched a comparison video not too long ago about why DC's sucking compared to Marvel.
Right.
Because Marvel focuses on the characters.
Yes.
And then, you know, the plot points that they want to hit.
Right.
And, like... scenes and shit like that after the fact of that they maintain true to the character over the course
of multiple
films.
Well, and it's also impossible to me because like on the way I was talking to my kid because he's like, you ever been to this theater? And I said, no, the last time I went to the AMC it was still the North Rock,
right?
And I went after prom with my girlfriend at the time, the mother of Aaron, and we saw The Ring 2. And he's like, was it good? And I said, it was the biggest pile of horse manure I've ever seen in my life. He's like, did you like The Ring 1? And I was like, yeah, I love The Ring 1. It's one of my favorite movies. Mm-hmm. I love The Ring 1 because it's not scary. It's atmospheric, and it's got a great score. And I'm like, sequels are rarely good. And I was thinking in my head, and I'm like, this movie is essentially MCU number 18. Mm-hmm. And it's the best one they've done. Like, The Ring 2 couldn't do 2.
Yeah, Marvel's definitely have 18? Like a dip. Like, right around,
they
like, Thor, the Dark World, and, like, well, I mean, Winter Soldier was super good.
Winter Soldier was probably one of the best.
Guardians was super good.
Like, there's a couple duds in there. Like, The Incredible Hulk is just all right. I don't think any of them are bad, you know?
Just was kind of thrown in because they were like, well, we do have a Hulk movie.
Right, right. Well, that's before the MCU became a thing, you know? Like, they just tried.
They just threw Iron Man in at the end.
Right. And like, Dark World, one of the ones, it's just like, all right, it's just okay. You know, a lot of people are like, the first Avenger is just okay.
What?
You know?
Like, Age of Ultron.
No. Okay. It's Captain America, first Avenger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Captain America's first standalone movie is just okay. But, like, none of them are bad. Some of them are just all right.
Red Skull, though.
Yeah, he just showed up.
Wait, who the... I was expecting that to be Death.
No, yeah, I think a lot of people were, but I think they replaced it with that. And people don't know if they wanted to give Thanos just a pure motivation instead of just a, you know, he's doing it to romance some lady, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think that makes sense. Like, also, people might got confused because a lot of people think that Hela from Ragnarok is Death. They don't understand that the goddess of death and death are actually two different things in the comics, and I don't really blame them because I understand that, but I don't understand it at the same time. It's kind of confusing, so... But yeah, that's kind of cool. And it also ties up his continuity. Because at the end of First Avenger, he touches the Tesseract. Whoop, he's gone. Right. You don't know if he's dead, if he's alive. And now you know. You know?
That was not Mr. Smith, though.
No, it was not. Hugo Weaving also doesn't like to be in the movie.
Yeah,
so
that's what I thought.
Which I don't... Like, I get Edward Norton. Mm-hmm. I get the guy who used to play Rhodey, whatever his name is.
Shit.
I honestly don't remember
Howard.
Howard...
His last name's Howard.
Terrence Howard.
There you go.
Terrence Howard. I honestly get it because they left 2-3 movies into the thing. They had no way of knowing where it'd be. But how does Hugo Weaving not go, maybe I should be a part of this?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Now. I made the mistake back then with First Avenger, but now,
right, like,
after 8-17.
Like, he's fine being in the Matrix 3 Revolutions, but he's not okay with being in Avengers Infinity War.
I don't think he liked the face mask thing, man. That's what he said.
Okay. But he can wear a hairpiece and fake ears for Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's just, it doesn't make sense, you know? It's like, they'd be like, hey, Seth, you have to, you could be at Avengers Infinity War, and I'm like, cool. We're like, hold on. We haven't told you that you're going to be oiled up naked in a cage in the collector's room. I'm like, all right, I'll be there.
Put me in there.
Yeah, put me in there. You need to be, you know, face down, butt up. I'll do it, dude. Whatever. Just tell me. By the way, did you see Tobias in the collector's room?
No, Tobias, I wondered. I saw Arrested Development in the credits. I'm like, what the fuck was that?
There is a blue painted Tobias.
Are you kidding?
In a corner, like out of kind of out of focus when the Guardians are first walking into the collector's
room.
What? And people,
why?
And people are making the joke that, well, because the Russo brothers come from Arrested Development.
Really?
Yeah, they directed a lot of Arrested Development.
That's fucking crazy.
And so they put a blue Tobias in there, and so people are saying because that's a fake reality that Thanos is an Arrested Development fan. Because why else would he put a blue Tobias in his fake reality collector's room?
Oh, that's hilarious. That's amazing. That
so great, dude. It's so great.
Yeah, I need to rewatch it again for the comedy because I was as soon as that first scene came and like it was pretty damn dark. I was like, okay, this is
that killing
tone.
Of Loki is really brutal.
Yeah, yeah,
that's really brutal. I like how Loki had a great death though. I mean, I wrote he learned to be good and he used his god of mischief for good in his final moments. Like instead of tricking the good guys for once, he tried to trick the bad guys. Now it didn't work.
Yeah, but
and then he finally embraced who he was. You know, he was
right.
Loki, son of Odin, you know, rifle king of Jotunheim. He finally accepted he was. Identity crisis over.
So
you know?
Then, why did he take the Tesseract in Thor?
I don't know, because he's still the god of mischief.
Yeah, he's just like I might be able
yeah.
to use it.
Maybe once it on his nightstand, use it to get laid. Who knows?
It's a nice nightlight, man.
Yeah. But yeah, you know.
I don't know. But I mean, they had to take it for the setup of him getting all fucking. I can't believe he got all six.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was gonna happen.
That's like I watched the last 10 minutes of the movie on the internet before I went and saw it, and so first of all, that was the first moment, like, because that last 10 minutes begins when Vision gets Vision asks Wanda to destroy the stone, and so as soon as that happened, I'm like, this is the end of the friggin' movie.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. Like, I was just like, there should be 45 more minutes. Because he beats everyone on Titan. He's like, one more. And then all of a sudden, you're in the last 10 minutes of the movie.
It was longer than that, it felt like. So, the last 10 minutes for you, you saw Wanda try and take the stone out of it, or destroy the stone.
Yep.
You saw her destroy it.
Yep.
Then
and then he rewinds
time.
Yep.
Jesus. And then you saw him get stabbed by Thor.
Yep.
And then he snaps.
Yep.
And then you saw all the people turn to dust.
Yep.
Jesus.
And then the end credits. Yeah.
That's fucked.
Yeah. That's what I saw.
That did not feel like 10 minutes to me. That
that's
felt like
10 minutes.
20.
Yeah.
It felt short and long at the same time.
Well, that's because it's brutal, man.
Oh, man. It's so brutal.
But I just couldn't believe that it was over. Because, it happened so quick. Like, he starts with two, then he basically starts with, technically he starts with one. And then he gets the second. The third he gets pretty easily. Like, you don't see
the
reality. The one nowhere, and you don't see him get it, but because he already has it,
right.
He shows up, and then the Soul Stone is where he really starts to fight.
Yeah.
Then the Time Stone, he really starts to fight, and he doesn't really have to fight for the Mind Stone because at that point he's already pretty indestructible.
God, that the fight for the Time Stone was one of the better,
dude.
Scenes.
Yeah, I mean, I have those in the amazing scenes.
Jesus.
I think I'm about done, actually. Oh, Rocket's character development I thought was really good.
Yeah, time to be the captain now.
Right, when he goes and he has a serious talk with Thor. Because, like, the Guardians, they're probably the ones that are the most neglected from a development standpoint
right,
in the movie because
the
gap.
Two were basically them still struggling. But.
Right, like, you kind of know what Tony's doing. He's just doing Stark things. He's building nanotech suits, and he's Tony Stark. You know him. You know, he's getting married to Pepper, and there's all that. Like, Spider-Man, he's just being friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. You know, the Guardians, they just went through some stuff in their first two movies, and it's been 2 years. You haven't seen anything about them. So, like, it was kind of cool because the second Guardians is about Rocket, kind of coming to terms with who he is and how he treats others around him. And then in this movie, you know, you see him and he's raising Groot. You know, he has to become the captain. He has a lot to lose. Like, he actually says, I have a lot to lose, which if you would have asked him in the second one, I feel like he probably wouldn't have wanted any of them to die, but he probably wouldn't have taken it as hard as he will now when he realizes that not only did Groot die, but so did everyone else. Everyone else. Rocket's
Peter's
the only
dead.
One left. Yeah. All of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Jesus Christ,
by the way,
man.
Just fun fact, just randomly in the middle of the show. The poster Infinity War poster had 30 characters on it. 15 of them are dead and 15 of them are not. It's perfectly balanced, as all things should be. Wow. It's just crazy, dude.
I didn't expect as many. It felt like more.
Right.
Yeah. Well, who's the 15 left? So we got Rocket.
Well, people like Wong are on the poster, and you don't know sure if they're dead or alive. And so, like, there's a few more, you know. But yeah, I mean.
But there were 15 that you saw die.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, maybe that's why it felt like more. It's because they showed the deaths compared to the ones that didn't.
Right.
Jesus Christ, man. Yeah.
It's crazy, dude.
That movie.
I just thought it was funny that the Hulk was just butthurt the whole movie.
Well, dude, he got punched in the face and he felt pain for the first time. Yeah. And he was like, I don't want to know.
No, I'm not doing that.
I mean, I like that.
I do, too.
I didn't really like Banner's like comedy about it because it was kind of like some comedic relief.
I kind of did. Yeah. I don't know if the comedy was why. I liked it because they were finally treating them as like... In the first two movies, you know, like, first Avengers, Hulk is just this rage monster who almost kills Black Widow because he's out of control. In the second movie, you kind of see that, like, they treat him with respect, and then he comes out, and for whatever he does, he's punished for it. And so at the end of Ultron, he leaves. Mm-hmm. He's like, well, if they don't like me, I don't like them either.
Right.
And then he just whoops butt for 2 years or however long, because time travel is different on Sakaar, and he's just beating people, and he changes back into Banner. Because he didn't want Banner to come out, and that's when they kind of realized that these are two different characters.
Right.
And so I kind of like, just as a subplot, very, 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 very subplot of the movie, that Banner and the Hulk are actually starting to communicate with each other.
Yeah.
Like, the Hulk is like, I'm not, like, he literally comes out and goes, no! And I like that, because you always kind of put him as the same person, I feel, up till Ragnarok. You always just kind of assumed they were the same person. And in this movie, they made it very clear that the Hulk is a person inside of Bruce Banner, and he does not want to come out.
It's just not Bruce, like, roided up.
Right.
Like, it's too
different. So I kind of liked it, because they made that very clear. Like, they can't ignore that now. And also, it's something they're going to have to resolve in the next Avengers movie, which I think will be, like, it'll be fun to see the characters that didn't show up, like Hulk and Hawkeye, show up, and Ant-Man. What would their motivations be for actually now showing up? I assume their families melted away for the latter
probably.
Two, but, you know, it's a...
Oh, fuck, man, that's even worse. One of those kids is dead, Hawkeye's kids,
for sure.
One of them is dead.
Yeah, you know.
That's so screwy.
Yeah, it's gonna be messed up, but, yeah, I think, the movie was just...
Brutal.
It was brutal and beautiful and hilarious and action-packed, and yeah, that's all I have for general. So let's just talk about amazing scenes, man. Let's start with the Doctor Strange fight. You want to start with that?
Which one? The
one on Titan.
Time Stone fight? Dude. That was another scene they lied about with Spider-Man floating through the fucking, you know.
Oh, really?
He had his regular Spidey suit on. He didn't even have the iron suit on, I don't think.
Oh.
Well, he might have. He might have had the iron suit on, but... like, it was the end of the first trailer, I think, where he was just flying through debris and shit like that.
Okay.
But in the actual movie, it was with, like, all his
legs. The Iron
out.
Spider thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. It's sweet.
That was pretty cool.
He's flying through. Magic kick. Magic punch. Another magic punch. He's just flying through the floor.
That was pretty good.
And then Thanos slams down on the ground and yells insect at him, and you're just like,
insect.
Oh, man. I really hit him to the core there.
Dude, yeah. When all, like, how many? 6, 7 of them?
Yeah.
Were, like, ganged up on them with all their individual powers was pretty sick.
Well, and I think that's another great thing about these movies is that how much they acknowledge the movies. Like, Captain America is like, we'll beat them together.
Mm-hmm.
And they beat them together.
Yeah.
And then individually, when after, you know, Star-Lord loses it.
Peter fucks everything up.
Right, which is another Marvel staple for people, just like, you know, Tony lost it and tried to kill Bucky at the end of Civil War, you know, and then ever, like, Thor loses it and tries to kill people at the end of Dark World or whatever. I don't remember Dark World, but you know what I mean. And, like, there's a running theme of people being like, this is now personal to me and I don't care about anyone else.
Right.
Or how anyone else feels. This is my deal now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I completely get it. Like, I'd be super pissed.
Right.
As Peter, but I'm staring at a fucking 10-foot motherfucker with Infinity Stones.
Well, and I think
not gonna punch him. Like, that's not gonna do a damn thing.
I think a Peter Quill showed his best side in that movie, where you show he can, like, 1v1 Iron Man.
Yeah.
You know, and then he also showed his worst side, which is his selfishness and his impromptu ability to just be like, I'm going to wing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he doesn't have a Captain America in his life who kind of is the
plan.
Yeah.
Man.
You know, he's the cornerstone of let's think it through and do it together and do it the right way. He just kind of does whatever, you know? And I think that kind of makes sense for his character. But yeah, you see the gauntlets, it's off his hand.
Yeah.
Like, he literally grabs the edge of the gauntlet with his hand because it's off. Like, they would have won right there.
It would have been done. Yep.
Yeah. But, like, that's just... But the thing is, it's crazy to me, is that if Doctor Strange really saw all outcomes, then he would know that that wouldn't have worked anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because you think about it, he would have restrained Peter.
Right.
If he knew...
Yeah.
That would be the way to win. You know, isn't that nuts? It's like, that's crazy to think about, too. But, yeah, but I liked how it showed, everybody... together they were kicking, you know, they were destroying, and then as soon as they got 1v1, you know, and that's what I meant earlier when I'm like, everyone got their due. Like, Doctor Strange is one of the most powerful people in the entire Marvel universe.
Yeah.
And you see him 1v1 Thanos with four out of the six stones at that point.
Yeah.
And he does it basically with ribbon and and 100 clones of himself.
That was crazy.
I mean, that was one of the greatest fights I've ever seen in a movie.
So good. And then, like, well, to your fact of let's do it together, like, also the ending scene where he's trying to get to Wanda and Vision, like, all of the other Avengers go at him one by one, and then all of them just
foom, foom, foom. Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree, man. But yeah, Doctor...
I mean, they're most of the weaker Avengers, too, but...
Well, yeah, but still, five weak ones is better than one weak one.
Yeah.
You know, could have slowed him down a little bit better or something. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't matter because he can just turn back time at that point. But
yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I just, like, seeing the multiple Stranges flutter around was nuts. Mm-hmm. Seeing the mirror dimension just make an appearance. You know, like, Thanos throws this giant death ball at him, and he just eats it up in the mirror dimension. Mm-hmm. And then Thanos breaks the mirror dimension and throws it at Doctor Strange. He turns it into butterflies.
Yep.
Like, it's so...
The magic aspect is just crazy.
It makes me want Doctor Strange, too, more than any other movie.
Well, and, the reality switches, too. Like, once, like, Drax got, like, chopped into chunks...
Yeah, that was weird.
I thought he was done.
Yeah.
And then Mantis turned into...
Like, a ribbon or something, yeah.
Like, the visual... creativity of how he uses, like, the reality stone or things like that was so well done.
Yeah.
So well done.
Like, turns into bubbles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's, like, three instances where I was like, this is kind of iffy. Like, at the end, I think originally the Hulk was in the end.
You think so?
Yeah, because I think that Iron Man banner was thrown in post because he just did not look like he was sitting in that fucking Hulkbuster.
I'm trying to figure out from Age of Ultron when Tony's in it, like, does he have, like, arms in the chest of the suit?
Yeah, I don't really know.
Because, like, his shoulders don't go out to here.
Right. Well, and they do that when, like, an arm gets ripped off.
Right, his arm's not in there, yeah.
Right. So I think, I don't know, man. And it was just like, I could clearly tell that the full... top of him was just him on a green screen stuck in here.
I noticed that at the end too. Like his head was like kind of cocked.
Yeah, like right when Captain was like, "What happened?" or something like that.
One of the end. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I noticed it there. There was one time Thanos. Like,
well, you know, part of that I read online. Maybe this is what they're talking. They're like, some of the scenes were CGI'd in secret.
Mm-hmm.
Of the very select small team and supervised 100% of the time by Marvel.
I wonder if
scenes like that, maybe that's why they don't look as good.
Right.
Because they only had 10 artists work on that one scene.
Yeah.
So only 10 people knew the ending of the movie, you know?
I mean, that
would explain it. Like, some bad CGI of an out-of-focus Bruce Banner and a Hulkbuster is, I think, a worthy sacrifice if they really truly believe that that's the only way to keep it secret.
Mm-hmm. Dude, you would have had to keep all that shit secret for so long.
Could you imagine being... I mean, there's effect... Like, I think the way these effects houses work is, like, every artist gets one thing to do.
Yeah.
You know? And so someone's job was to make Bucky disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And they worked on that for 6 months.
Right.
Like, how do you not talk about that?
Yeah, dude.
You know?
No, the only way... Like, they had to motion track... Because I'm sure Bucky was in the scene in the movie.
Right.
So a 2D camera footage.
Right.
They had a 3D motion track of 3D Bucky to all of his movements there towards the end. And then they just had, you know, they had an algorithm or something like that that turns him into dust.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's how it happens. But the tracking of the 3D person would be what's the hard
part. The thing is, like, I don't know if it's all marketing, but they talk all the time about how, like, the ending was a secret and they no one read the full script.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that could be true, man, because every single one of the cast was there at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Like, all of them had to know how the movie ended.
It's been said that Tom Holland's, like, one of the spoiler leaker kind of
person. He knew he died.
Yeah. He filmed the fucking scene.
Right. Like, he may not have known that also Black Panther died.
Yeah.
And, like, Black Panther may not know that Spider-Man died.
Mm-hmm.
But they definitely know that people died. Right.
Yeah.
And so, like, I feel that's a lot of marketing hype to say that, like, the ending was not even known to the people in it.
Like, they had to know some part. They could assume. They probably didn't read it, sure, but they could assume.
Yeah, we watched, me and Chris were watching them on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
And it was, like, Benedict Cumberbatch and, like, four other people.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they go, is it true that no one read the full script? And he goes, I read the full script. And he goes, why didn't anyone else? He's like, well, it was really big, and I come from a place called England where we read the full script no matter what. Even if your part is super small.
Burn.
It just sounded like, he didn't sound condescending.
Yeah.
But because he was like, this is just how I was raised in theater to mm-hmm. always read the whole script. And it came off as like the other actors are like lazy Americans who didn't.
Yeah, they just
skim
their
parts need their lines, and that's all they need.
That's funny. Tom Holland's fucking British.
Well, right. It's amazing how the two British people in the movie are the best actors in the whole dang movie. Yeah. But I'm unnaturally in love with Benedict Cumberbatch, so.
Yeah, when he faded away, just when every person had faded away, every one of their fadeaways was just fucking no.
Well, and it's.
No.
It's actually crazy because Robert Downey Jr., I think, no one would argue is the best actor in that series.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he, first of all, he carried the whole thing on his back before it had legs.
Mm-hmm.
And he's played the character with enthusiasm for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can't really say the thing. I don't feel the same way about, like, Chris Evans doing that. You
did
know?
One movie, right. And then the next movie he did.
He's in our intro
about
looking like he hates his life. Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's telling to me that the only people they put to act up against him are Benedict Cumberbatch and Tom Holland.
Yeah.
You know? Well, and Josh Brolin. And
Chris Pratt's pretty good, too.
I would agree.
Yeah.
But he plays that character in Jurassic World, also.
Yeah.
And he plays that character in Parks and Recreation. He's just kind of a... Plucky is the perfect word.
Well, plucky, yeah. But he's no, plucky. When he... I liked when he was, like,
he can act,
mad about Gamora.
Yeah. And he looked sad.
Was,
you know, he carried it. But
I think
Zoe Saldana did a better job.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I would say.
I'm trying to think of the people who got more emotional
lines. Josh Brolin.
Good Lord. Britt said, like, how is he going to go from playing Thanos to playing a fucking Deadpool villain?
Yeah, I thought that too. Like, because honestly, I went into this movie thinking that he wasn't going to give it 100% because, like, there's the story out there that he didn't even want to do it. And, like, Mark Ruffalo convinced him to do it. He's like, you'd be crazy to not be in this thing, you know? And then I see him in the Deadpool trailer, and he doesn't look like he likes to be in it. You know, he doesn't really look like he's having fun.
Yeah.
Like, when I look, maybe that's his character. But, you know, I look at Deadpool and I go, Ryan Reynolds loves being Deadpool.
Yes.
I don't get it that Josh Brolin likes to be Cable.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But this performance of him in this movie is Oscar worthy, in my opinion. He won't get it because motion capture never gets it.
No.
But
and a popcorn movie, but
yeah, but he deserves it.
This movie deserves some award.
Yeah. Like, it deserves it. And it's going to get effects, man. It's going to get sound mixing. It deserves... Dude, it's unbelievable.
Dude, director. Best director. Like, to handle
well, and there's
all
two
that
parts.
Shit.
There's two parts.
Yeah.
Like, if they did it for Lord of the Rings, they could do it for Avengers 4, right?
Right.
The next one?
Yeah.
They won't, because some other terrible movie will come out, and they won't even get nominated.
Yeah.
But.
Man, Shape of Water 2. Egg babies.
Please don't lay your eggs in me. One of the best lines of the whole movie. Mantis is leaping at Spider-Man. Dude, it's so great.
Oh, Jesus.
But, yeah, so what else? Oh, amazing scenes is what we're talking about.
Okay.
Tony Stark's new nano suit versus Thanos. The way
the way that it takes parts.
Right.
Like, once it starts getting destroyed,
right.
It takes parts from where it doesn't
he's
need
He's not
one,
using them, yeah.
Yeah, that was sick.
Yeah.
That was sick. Until it was a physical suit. And then it just stopped doing anything.
Yeah, because it was out of material.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't. There was a lot of material around him, but it just stopped. That was one iffy. But goddamn it, when Tony got stabbed, I was like, no!
I actually thought he was going to die, then he would use the time stone to reverse it. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought was going to happen. Because I knew he didn't die in the movie, because spoilers.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I thought, oh, my God, they're actually going to kill Tony Stark. Mm-hmm. You know, because they made it look like he was going to die. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
But he didn't. Nope. But, yeah, Thanos, like, just freaking snapped off a piece of his suit and stabbed him with it, man.
Dude, it was so brutal. So brutal. God, man, that one got me. I don't know, like, the worst deaths. Sebastian Stan was the first one to disintegrate. That was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, my fucking God!
And like, Cap's basically been trying to be reunited with him.
And then he finally he's happy. Right. He actually smiles for the first time in one of these movies.
Right.
And then he dies.
Yeah.
Jesus, man.
Yeah.
That one was brutal. I didn't really feel Black Panther's, just because it was so quick.
Have you seen Black Panther yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I felt Black Panther. I feel like...
We talked about it.
I don't remember. Whatever, dude. Look, literally, what's the last thing on my prep? Did Colby see Black Panther? I honestly didn't remember. didn't remember. But yeah, so...
yes, I saw it.
But Black Panther, like, dying. Like, I wasn't really moved by Black Panther. I wasn't really moved by any of the deaths.
Yeah.
Like, emotionally myself, because I knew that they would come back. Because, like, Black Panther... It's not officially on the schedule, but he's getting Black Panther 2.
Oh, right. No.
Spider-Man 2 is on the schedule.
They killed off all the new heroes. Like, all the ones that don't already have a trilogy to them. Yes. They're definitely going to want to make a trilogy to them.
Well, Spider-Man's already been announced.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy 3 has already been announced.
In my head, I'm like, that could be before Infinity War.
Yes. Well, and that's, like, I think I have that written down here as, like, this could all be mind games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, if they put the Hulk in the trailer, but he's not in the movie, there's no saying that they're not going to make Guardians of the Galaxy 3, and then they don't. You know?
Mm.
I mean, why?
Right. No, I was talking
They could
Brett
do whatever they wanted.
Time. Once there was no, like, post-credit scene.
Right.
Until the last one. But once there wasn't one, like, immediately after the main titles, I was like, they could just not do one.
Yeah.
I thought it would have been, like, Thanos will return, and that was it.
I think Spider-Man will definitely come back. Yeah. I don't think they can get rid of Spider-Man.
No.
Like, that would just... It's just too ballsy for them to do all that work to get Spider-Man in their movies, and then he's just like, he's just gone. You know, unless they bring in Miles Morales. But I think they'd be insane to get rid of Tom Holland.
Right.
He's so good.
Yeah. Because
he's so good.
Yeah. Right. And, I mean, you heard that Venom is supposed to be in the Marvel timeline with Tom Holland Spider-Man,
Yeah, that's
right?
what they're saying, yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's good... Because the trailer last night, Chris watched, we actually had it on our prep for last week, but we didn't get to it.
Yes.
Chris watched it by herself on YouTube, and she said it didn't look great.
Yeah, no, I watched it too, and it didn't look
I watched
great.
It, and it was a preview last night before the movie, and I'm like, that doesn't look bad.
It doesn't look bad.
It doesn't look great,
right.
But it doesn't look bad.
Like, there's a moment where he's, like, flying off a motorcycle, and then he Venoms himself back to the motorcycle. Like, that's a little cheesy.
That's a little action movie-ish, but, you know,
but
that's...
My question
But remember,
Discord,
Spider-Man also had one of the worst trailers of all time.
Yeah, that's true.
Remember that, because Sony is terrible at trailers. The movie might be good.
I put it in the Discord. I was like, how much time is he really going to be Venom?
Dude,
and not just Tom Hardy and shit.
Tom Hardy cannot say yes to a movie where he's not doing a weird voice and his face isn't covered up.
Right?
It's like, Tom Hardy, you're a beautiful man with a gorgeous voice. Why can't you be Eames again? You know, why do you have to be...
Eames?
Why do you have to be friggin' Venom?
I'm
Tom Hardy, Venom voice.
Yeah. Bronson?
Yeah?
He was Tom Hardy in that.
No one saw that movie, though.
It was good.
That one movie where he's driving the car around. Whatever movie that is. He's a Tom Hardy in that whole movie, too. No one watched it.
I mean, he was in Lawless, but he had a weird...
No one watched
Southern
that.
Country accent.
He got Shia LaBeouf on him in that movie.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah, he did.
You know, he can do movies with Chris Nolan that doesn't, like, even... He's like, it's like, once he did Bane, he's like, you know what? I like talking in funny voices, and I like having a weird-shaped mark on my head. And that's just what he does now, because now Chris Nolan's next movie, he's in a plane the entire time, talking through a mat, you know? Now he's in Venom, and he's, I'm Venom, you know, and he does his Venom voice. That was my Venom voice.
That was a bad one.
I'm Venom! Because, I'm coming for you!
I think the Venom voice is the guy from Allstate, I'm pretty sure.
I think it's Tom Hardy doing a deep voice.
It sounded like the dude from Allstate.
I think it's Tom Hardy doing a deep voice.
It might be, but...
I think it is.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, it's hard to know, but yeah. The trailer didn't look great, but the movie doesn't look... I just have faith in Tom Hardy.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm interested in Eddie Brock's character.
I have no faith in Sony.
Yeah.
I have a ton of faith... in Tom Hardy. Maybe together they can make an average film.
Right. That's my thought on it too. But
anyway, that's beside the point.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a cool action scene: Thor arriving on Wakanda, where he drops down all of a sudden, and you know, and Bruce Banner's like, "You guys are totally screwed," because he's the only one that knows what Thor's about now,
mm-hmm.
because he's the only one that was there on Asgard when he discovered his true potential.
Yeah.
And he shows up with one of the coolest weapons I've ever seen in my life,
mm-hmm.
and just
Do you think that was in the comics that Groot made the handle, or
do you think
that they just threw that in there?
I think that it's cool that they threw it in there regardless.
I like the fact that Groot was like a and then by the end he was you know.
Yeah, until he realized that he was serious about it, mm-hmm. he needed to get serious, so, you know. Yeah, but dude, him playing that video game through most of the game was actually hilarious. Yeah. Throughout most of the movie was hilarious.
Dude, and Peter Dinklage though, man.
Dude, Peter Dinklage, like ever since he became famous for Tyrion, he's known for not taking roles that are meant for dwarfs, like mm-hmm. midgets, because he is a dwarf. And he doesn't like to be typecast. Right. And now that he's famous enough, he can say, I no longer do those roles.
Yeah.
If you want me to be in your Adam Sandler movie where I play as just a normal dude, I'll be in your terrible mm-hmm. Adam Sandler movie. You know, and so that's what he does now. Dinklebot, yeah, he's Dinklebot. That was a bad choice.
Dinklebot.
It was a great choice. Dinklebot? Bad direction. What? Yeah, he was the original voice of the Ghost in Destiny 1.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, all of the vanilla Destiny 1 and the first two expansions, he was the voice of the Ghost, and they replaced him with Nolan North for everything going forward.
Hmm.
And like, Bungie basically directed him to have no emotion, just sound robotic, and so he did.
Mm-hmm.
And so most people criticize his performance, but it wasn't his performance.
Yeah.
Like, if you go back and listen to some of, like, the cinematics and things to see, it's just so much better than it used to be.
Hmm.
But yeah, Dinklebot, man. So, yeah. Now we got plucky Nolan North. Zero Cool knows what's up.
But yeah,
he knows the pain.
I'm glad he was a dwarf.
But yeah, so that's
a giant.
That's my point, is that like he must have loved the character enough to be like, yeah, I'll be a dwarf in this movie, mm-hmm. but I'm going to be 30 feet tall. It's pretty great, dude.
Why are you called a dwarf then, bro?
Yeah, he
doesn't make sense.
I like how no matter what the mythos, you know, mm-hmm. it's Lord of the Rings or it's Marvel Universe or it's anything, dwarves are always craftsmen.
Yeah.
Like always.
And always hairy.
Yeah, they always got beards. Mm-hmm. Like, it's impossible to have. Like, what happens if a dwarf just showed up and it was a sexy woman? You're just, like, no one would believe
that.
No. You
know? No, I like just the comic bookness of this movie.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of them, like, I mean, I think that's why I liked Ragnarok, too, was it was just more
comic booky?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't
so
read
realistic. Like, the effects still were good.
Right.
They were based in reality.
Right.
But it
well, they're doing the Marvel Cosmic Universe. Mm-hmm. It's bleeding more into the reality of and I think that they had, like, me and you, we're 900 IQ moviegoers, okay? Mm-hmm. So we could have handled a weird, out there, planetary universe type of movie from the start. But my mother would not have understood what was going on. She needed to have 15 movies of normal before we could help. By the way, there's a giant Peter Dinklage.
Yeah.
You know, and she could accept that as a fact.
There's
you know?
A star inside of a like a cage or something that you turn on.
Zero Cool says, on a scale of 1 to 10, what do we give the movie? He gives it a 10. I mean, we both talked about how it was a 10, but it feels wrong to give it a perfect score because, I don't know, I won't speak for you. I guess to me it's a 10, but it might change.
Yeah.
Because it's so fresh.
Right.
Like, yeah, it needs a little
needs
bit of time.
To stand the
right.
test of time.
It needs a little time to pass.
Like Dark Knight, 10 for me.
Yeah, right now, it's my favorite Marvel movie. Yeah. I can't wait to go see it again.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely my favorite Marvel movie, but I'm waiting.
Yeah.
I need to wait. You know,
I mean,
see what else happens.
I get the whole thing of you really didn't spend like a whole lot of time with the people individually, and I
right.
feel like, one, there was just so many people to deal
right.
with to where you couldn't spend that much
right.
time with them. And then, two, you also had to build Thanos up to be as bad of a motherfucker that
well,
he is.
Well, my favorite part of any Marvel movie, maybe this speaks to why it's got to be a 10, is, for one, most Marvel movies, I think, get better with multiple watches,
mm-hmm.
not worse.
Yeah.
So, if anything, this movie would get better the more I watch
right.
it, not worse. And then, number two is, my favorite...
Three times.
I'm jealous. My favorite part of Marvel movies is when they're not having giant action sequences.
Yeah.
Like, the giant action sequences, to me, they're cool, they're fun to watch, but there's very few of them that I'm like, okay, this is different than what I've seen in every other movie that's ever made.
Mm-hmm.
Thor Ragnarok is one of those movies where it had some really cool action sequences, like the Surtur fight at the beginning, don't care. That's a standard run-of-the-mill action sequence. But the end, when he's on the bridge and he's flying down with lightning, that's really cool. It's really unique.
Yeah.
And, like, another example, like, when I watch repeats of, like, Civil War, I skip the first 15 minutes, don't care at all about the Nigeria fight. Don't care. It's just them running through, they're shooting, they're blowing stuff up. Okay, big deal. Like, it doesn't say, I'm not saying I don't like those scenes, it's just on repeat viewings, I'm gonna skip that, that's filler to me.
Yeah.
I wanna get to the part where Tony is talking on stage about his parents, you know? And this movie, I think, might be the first Marvel movie where I wouldn't skip any of it.
Yeah.
Like, I might skip the beginning every time because it's so brutal. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really want to watch Loki die every time. But besides that, the action sequences in this movie are some of the best I've seen because they're not pure action. Like, even the parts, like, in New York at the beginning when they're just fighting the Black Order.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when he falls, he's like, Wong, you're invited to the wedding. He flies off. I don't want to miss that part again.
Yeah.
That's so great. It's so hilarious, you know? Yeah. Like, when they're walking down the stairs, and they're talking about the tuna melts. Like, I want all that, you know?
I like the introduction, too.
Right.
Like, it started off with a joke, like, strange, are you moving your hair like that or whatever?
Right.
But then they go outside, and then it just gets real, real quick.
Yeah.
Like, people are running, people are scared, people are falling, cars are crashing.
Right.
They're like, oh, shit.
Well, and then Doctor Strange makes this giant, like, shield, and he's like, yeah, I did that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's the thing. It's like, this movie has... Even if it's not 50-50 action talking, I don't know what the split is, but even if it is, this would be probably the first movie I wouldn't skip the action scenes because the action scenes that are there improve the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the action scene with Wanda and Vision fighting the two dudes, like that's kind of the run of the mill action scene, you know. Don't really care about, but it's so short.
Dude, when Cap came in, though, man.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I got chills.
That's the music I played at the beginning of the episode. Is that music starts up, dude. Yeah. It's like, ah! Yep. You know, it's so good.
There were times I definitely wanted to cheer.
Yeah, like, yeah. Well, and I read, I read on Reddit and stuff, and it was like, my theater cheered at this. And I feel like I went to a theater with dead people.
Yeah, no one, I like.
Every time I go see any movies, everyone's dead.
I sat next to.
Dude, you sat next to an 800-pound man.
Yes, and two full-blown comic nerds.
Yes.
Like, oh my God, they knew what they was supposed to go down.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they freaked out a couple of times, but then they were talking. I didn't want to listen to what they were talking about because they were going to spoil it because they've read the comics and like know where it goes.
I think the comics in this are pretty different.
Well, yeah.
I think there's lots of really callbacks and stuff. What, does Britt read the comics?
She's read some.
Okay.
Yeah. And Steve Rogers was supposed to die in Civil War.
Wait, so your girlfriend Brittany reads comics but doesn't play video games?
Yep.
That's weird, dude.
Also loves sports.
Well, that I feel is not...
Love sports, read comic books. It's a good mix.
Yeah, but doesn't play games. Like, I feel like, has she ever played games?
Oh, I have no idea.
I feel like she may not have ever played them, and so maybe she doesn't know what's up.
I don't know, man.
We got to get her in playing Bloodborne right away.
Yeah, there we go. That's an episode.
Brittany would smash my stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not allowing her to play Bloodborne.
Yeah, that would happen.
Yeah, we'll start on Overwatch or something. She'll like that. But anyway, that's off the point. What were we talking about? I don't know. Oh, we were talking about action scenes. Thor arriving on Wakanda, super sweet. You know,
when Thanos has all six and it's just like, pow! But then Stormbreaker just cuts through that fucking thing, hits him right in the chest, and he goes in.
Well, now he can travel anywhere he wants at any time he has the Bifrost. Right.
You were going to die.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, shit, he's going to do it. And then, like, also, Thanos' face at that moment, it looked like.
Yeah, Thanos about to die.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if Thor hadn't shown up and done that, I don't know if Thanos would have snapped right then. You know, he might have went somewhere else and then done the snap.
Yep.
But because I think he was mortally wounded, he had to do it right there in order for it to happen.
Like, I don't know how he just instantly got healed, though.
Yeah,
like,
I would assume it's some.
One of the stones does that, but.
Don't know, man.
Jesus.
There's got to be a heel stone out there somewhere.
That snap happened, though, man.
It did. The last thing I have on my amazing scene list is Rocket and Bucky just, like, turning in circles and shooting their guns. Because it's just that's like, they're the only two characters in the Marvel Universe that just shoot machine guns and just love blowing stuff up, you know? And I kind of like that.
And then he was like, how much for that arm?
Right.
I'm
going to get that arm.
I'm going to get that arm. And that's so great. Continuity, man.
Two jokes about prosthetics in the movie from Rocket, because he gives Thor the eye.
Yep.
It's like, did you win this in the game? Oh, no, I snuck in later and stole this. And he smuggled it out in his butt. Did you catch that?
Yep.
I would have washed that first. The only way I could get it out of there was up my... And then it's like an alarm goes off.
Oh, my God, man. It was so... There was... See, that's why I want to go back and watch it. Is because there was some comedy that didn't land for me. Because I was like, no. Go back to the serious bits.
Right.
Because I'm like, what the fuck's going
to happen?
I
have... Look how long my list of funny lines is.
Yeah.
It's huge. Like...
I need to go back and just kind of watch it with a little less intensity now.
We want to talk about the possible endings?
Yeah.
Or do you want to talk about unanswered questions? Or do you want to do the funny lines first?
We can do funny lines. Let's go
right
there and then we'll come
right
back.
Here's what I have. All right. So first of all, Drax, funniest person in the entire movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Several times Drax stole, like, his invisibility scene.
That was stupid.
Where he's just
that
over
was
there
so
eating.
Dumb.
He's like, how long have you been staying there? 1 hour.
1 hour.
I mastered the art of becoming so still that I can no longer be seen. He's just moving his eyes like, we can see you eating that snack. He's like, but my movement
is so slow.
And then Mantis just comes around the corner. Hi, Drax! Damn it. He just walks off. That's one of the greatest bits in any of the movies.
That was pretty good.
It's so funny. And then when he's on the ground, it's like, where's Gamora? Better yet, who's Gamora? Better yet, why is Gamora? That's another great one. You don't expect that coming from Drax, man. I like the Guardians were definitely the comic relief.
Mm.
Like Mantis bouncing on the planet in the low gravity. Did you count that?
Yep.
She's just kind of floating and spinning in the air. And then we take ass and kick names.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's literally 10 seconds of silence of Tony just being like, this is my life.
Uh-huh.
I'm dealing with this.
This is where I'm at.
Right.
That was funny.
Like, that was incredible. I really loved that. Let's see. Oh, he's getting attacked. He's like die blanket of death. Drax is. Remember that? He's trying to rip it off his hands.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. The Guardians are also talking about, he's like, tell him about the time we won. We saved the galaxy through a dance off.
Yeah, he's like, no, that's not.
And
that's
Peter's
not
like, what in Footloose? And he's like, is that still the greatest movie of all time? And he's like, it never was.
Never was.
That one's great. They asked Thor if Kevin Bacon is on the Avengers, and he goes, I don't know. I haven't been there in a while. He could be on the team, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, because he doesn't know who Kevin Bacon is either. He's not from Earth.
Oh,
I think that was fantastic. Then I have Rocket wanted Bucky's arm. What master do you serve? Is this where I say Jesus? That was a pretty good one. Please don't lay your eggs in me. Was a good one we mentioned already. If you throw a moon at me again, I'm going to lose it. That was a funny line. It's an alien trying to steal a necklace from a wizard. There was a few at the beginning, like the Wong, you're invited to the wedding. Because remember, he chops a guy's arm off with the portal, and then Tony flies up, and he's like, Wong, you're invited to the wedding! That was a good one, because I love Wong. He's one of my favorites.
Wong.
Let's see, what else? Oh, when Tony Stark calls him Squidward?
That was great.
That was great. And then when Star-Lord calls Thanos Grimace, because he's a big purple guy. Thought that was good, too. So,
oh man,
and I really like that. I really hope the Spider-Man. You remember this really old movie becomes a running gag in the series because in Civil War he goes, you guys remember this really old movie, The Empire Strikes Back?
Mm-hmm.
And then this movie's like, you remember that really old movie, Aliens?
Yeah.
And that's like, I hope that becomes a running gag.
Kids see more movies than me. Dude, he shot the fuck out that
dude.
One.
He
that
did. He did, man. Like, I'm kind of bummed about that because that was such a cool character, and
he's just gone.
For all we know, he could be alive out there floating. In space,
I think
though.
He was frozen.
You can dry him off, you know, warm him back up, put a blanket on him, he'll be fine. He's the ebony maw, man.
That works.
But like Thanos, man, when he's like, does this mean the maw is dead? And I'm like, oh man, they killed his best friend, dude.
He's like, failure though.
Failed.
Well, he didn't really fail. He brought me in the stone. Grabs that's fake.
Yeah.
Dude, just such too good of a movie.
It is too good. But yeah, the funny lines were great. Those were all the lines I have written down. I mean, isn't that enough? It's like 15 of them.
Yeah. Yeah, and those are the ones you can remember.
Yeah.
More.
I'm sure there's more. Just those ones I can remember.
Like when Thor is in the ship, they just get him, and then like he's like going up to Gamora. And is, like,
yeah, they're like rubbing his muscles.
Yeah. Well, he's trying to flirt with her, and then Peter just kind of cuts in the middle.
Yeah.
Well, I had to kill my dad, and that was harder than saying.
He's also talking
sister.
In that deep voice the entire
yeah,
time.
Yeah, that was fucking great, too. Are you lowering your voice?
No.
You're trying to match this god. The handsome god.
Yeah, and I like how Thor calls him Rabbit and Tree the entire time.
Yep.
How do we know for a fact that Groot's name isn't Tree? Because they say in the movie, you speak Groot? And he's like, yes, it was elective in Asgard. Mm-hmm. So you speak Groot, confirmed Groot is a species.
Right.
Does Groot have a name? Like, what if his name's just like Jeff, you know?
That's possible.
No, has anyone ever asked Groot what his name is?
No, because they only hear I am Groot. And so it's like, okay, Groot.
I am Steve Rogers.
I
that's
am
another,
Steve Rogers.
That's another one that it's on the list.
Jesus.
I am Groot. And I am Steve Rogers.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I wanted more Cap.
Yeah. Well, the whole movie was basically, because it was about Thanos, it was only about the people around Thanos, with the exception of Thor. Like, Thor was the only person in the movie, really, like, that got a lot of screen time. And I think that's because he was with the Guardians, and then he was on the mission to kill Thanos. And then Iron Man was in the movie a lot because he was with Thanos a lot, and Doctor Strange a lot. And, like, Cap and them, they were just, like, they're basically just, like, damage control is kind of how they held out in the movie. Like, they had no idea what was going on. Like, their only
insight into whatever
was
the
Bruce
fuck,
Banner saying, hey, Thanos is coming, you know? Because Iron Man knew the stakes because he's done all the research. And he hadn't talked to Cap in 2 years. By the way, he still hasn't. I thought that was really crazy that they still haven't even acknowledged what happened in Civil War. Like, the people who are separated at the end of Civil War, they're still separated now. That's kind of insane as well, you know?
Like, I'm wondering, how does Tony get the fuck off of Titan?
Well, I just assume Nebula arrived in a ship. They'll just fly her ship back.
Yeah, she smashed the ship into Thanos.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, the ship comes out of nowhere, smashes into him, and then, or whatever her name is. What is it?
Nebula.
Nebula.
She just loves flying ships into people, doesn't
she? Yeah, she does. Continuity, man.
That's what it is. Well, yeah, I don't know how they get off then. That's kind of awkward.
Yeah. And Tony's, like, new fucking whatever the... I thought he was going to have, like, some flying, like, X behind him. Like, I feel like that. I've seen that somewhere.
Okay.
It was there. It was whenever he, like, had the thing that's popped off his back at the front and just... It was sick. That nanosuit.
Yeah, dude.
Without any Wakanda tech, too.
No.
He just made that.
Right.
That was everybody's thought, was that he went to Wakanda and got there and...
Right.
New stuff, but...
No, he didn't even... go to Wakanda.
No.
He was on Earth for 10 minutes of that movie.
Yeah.
Like, the only time he's on Earth is when he's talking to Strange, when he's having that fight, and then he's off the Earth. Spider-Man's on it even less.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy, man.
Well, Spider-Man is really the craziest character in the whole movie.
That was also a good part.
Because, oh my God, we're all gonna die! And, like, Ned screaming, there's a spaceship! Stanley is in the front. It's like, what, you kids never see a spaceship
I liked
before?
How he was, like, on it, and then he was like, it's getting hard to breathe, and then Tony gives him a suit,
and
he's like, oh, man, Mr. Stark, this is awesome, and he's like, all right, send him home.
Yeah, exactly.
That was pretty good.
And he stows away. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, you think about it, like, Spider-Man had no idea what he was getting into. He just knew there was a ship, and he's like, I'm going to go save whatever.
Yep.
And so he happens to run into Iron Man.
Right.
Because it's not like Iron Man called him.
Yep.
You know, he happened to run into
kid.
And then he happens to end up on the ship, and then he dies.
Yeah.
Sucks for that kid, man. It's a really bad day.
He's not dead, though, man.
Well, and a lot of people...
He can't be dead!
A lot of people are saying that, like, the very beginning when Tony's talking to Pepper, they're like, I had this dream where I woke up and we had a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are saying that's him and Peter.
Yeah.
Like, because he feels like that's his father-son relationship he never got.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for one thing, Peter finally gets his hug when he's about to die, and he hugs Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Because he's one of the only characters that knows he's about to die because of his Spidey senses.
Mm-hmm.
So he hugs Tony Stark, and then he dies in his arms, and then Tony Stark has to realize. Like, and also in Homecoming, he's like, if you die, that's on me.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Tony Stark feels responsible
for Christ,
everything that happened to Spider-Man. And now he's stuck on the planet with Nebula, who also kind of blew it. Like, if she wouldn't have said she's dead about Gamora, Star-Lord would have never figured that out.
Right.
And so now he's stuck on the planet with Blue Lady, and I guess there's no way off.
Yeah, there's a lot of blame to go
maybe,
around.
Maybe
man.
There's a plant, you know, a plane on the
on the
other side.
Titan.
It's
sure.
on the other. The planet's big. I'm sure they can go to the other side. You know, he's a mechanic, man. As long as he's got that screwdriver, he can just start it right up, and they can fly it back to Earth. I'm sure Titan's close to Earth.
Yeah, they got Phillips head.
What do you think the planet Titan is? Is it in another galaxy, you think?
Yeah.
Like, it's...
Oh, yeah, that was another effect where I was like, They could have done that better.
What?
It was when it wiped behind Thanos to show what it used to look like, and then unwiped.
Oh, you didn't like that? I thought that was cool.
It was cool to see it, but here's my goddamn special effects
right.
qualm of me. It should have, like, the red should have matched, because how it matched in the first room.
The collector's room?
Yeah, it like, went against each wall and, like, did every bit as a little
oh.
bit. But then it was basically just like a dissolve wipe across
right.
the back. And I was like, that's a little...
It was lazy.
A little cheap.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, they don't make a lot of money off these movies, so they probably had to save some of the budget.
Oh, yeah, right.
Hey, Bad Juju, how you doing, man?
Yeah, man.
But yeah, I had to save some money. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, we can't make it go off to the sky, man. How would you do that? How would you... Maybe he just built a reality dome, dude.
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
It's stupid.
See, 300 IQ excuses up here, man. That's
stupid.
That's what you
that, and then there was another point where he had a flamethrower
yeah.
out of his stupid glove, and the flames did not look real at all. Other than that.
Flamethrower out of his glove?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what? I noticed that, too.
It was a little...
I don't think that's the movie. I think that's the theater. Because you remember at the beginning when they're advertising their digital projector
oh,
show
yeah.
fire? That mm-hmm. fire looked super fake. It
yeah.
looked out of focus. I think it doesn't do well with fire. The projector.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Nah, it was just the effect.
No.
Yeah.
Nah, it's a projector, bruh.
It was the effect.
It's possible.
There are so many good effects in that, but those were the
dude, if
that
they
stuck out to
how me. Much money do you think they had to spend on Thanos alone? Like, that's got to be 80% of the VFX budget, right?
Yeah.
He like, looked
I don't know.
So good.
Yeah.
He looked real.
Well, I thought Wolverine was going to show up, man, because those three scars, people like thought that like on each side, that was just his face.
If at the end credit scene, when Samuel L. Jackson drops the
motherfucker,
yeah, which is great that they've let Samuel L. Jackson
yeah,
finally say that.
That was great.
And he drops the pager.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if that would have shown an X for X-Men instead of Captain Marvel.
That would have been sick.
I probably would have ripped the seat out from underneath me and
oh,
thrown
dude.
It across the thing in just a rage of joy, you know?
I knew it was going to be Captain Marvel.
I did, too. Yeah. Like, she's one of the most... I don't know that much about her, but I know she's one of the most powerful characters
mm-hmm.
in the entire Marvel universe. Like,
I thought the bad guy that they set up at the end of Guardians 2 was bad, too.
The Celestial?
No, the Golden People.
Oh, Adam Warlock.
Yeah,
yeah. He was confirmed, though, to not be in the Avengers movies.
Oh, really?
If anything, he'll be explored in Guardians 3.
Hmm.
They said that he's
okay,
not going to
so
be in
gonna
it.
That's going to be a Guardians
right, role. But yeah, but a lot of people, that reason that was confirmed is because a lot of people were like that. Like, he's super powerful.
Yeah.
He could come back and save the world, too. Hmm. But then James Gunn said, nah, he's not in it. By the way, James, did you see the producers on that movie?
Hmm.
It was Kevin Feige, Stan Lee, John Favreau, which we knew because he did all the Iron Mans, and then James Gunn.
Hmm.
And, like, I mean, I know that Guardians was huge, but I don't feel like...
He was a producer
like,
level?
Is he as instrumental in that universe as John Favreau was? I don't feel like he is.
Dude, Guardians 1 was claimed to be the next Star Wars, man.
Yeah, but it's not. Well, it might be, but only because Star Wars currently sucks.
Mm-hmm. As a
Star Wars fan, how mad are you that Marvel gets it this right and Star Wars gets it so wrong?
It's just from a certain point of view, it could be terrible or it could be good. I waver on The Last Jedi.
All I look is at The Last Jedi tried to do what this movie did and failed at it. Like, I didn't look at it as a failure when I saw The Last Jedi. I actually liked The Last Jedi because
mm-hmm.
they burned it all down, and I have a deep-seated hatred for all things Star Wars,
uh-huh.
so I love to see it burn. But I feel like that's what they were trying to do, is end on that negative tone. And
oh, yeah,
I
agree with you.
I feel after
when
watching
you said
this
that,
movie...
I was like, where is the negative tone at the end of Star Wars? There's not.
Right.
Like, everybody
I feel they
wins.
Tried, but they didn't have the balls to really do it.
Right.
Where I think this movie's like, yeah, we just killed Black
like,
Panther.
Like, if Finn died,
yeah,
that would have been intense.
Yeah.
If Luke was actually there and died,
right,
that would have been intense.
Right. Because everyone, like, it's just so funny that Star Wars The Last Jedi was supposed to be this season's, or this series, Empire Strikes Back.
Right, where, like you said, at
right.
the beginning of this, the bad guy wins.
Right, and then Infinity War comes
bad
out 6 months later.
Bad guy did not
later,
win at all.
And it's actually the Empire Strikes Back
right.
of this generation, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it just, I don't know, I'm a Marvel fanboy, so I might just be talking out my butt, but I just feel like this movie was everything the Star Wars movie
no.
wasn't, you know?
No, yeah, no, I agree. This one took so many fucking risks.
Yeah.
Compared to The Last Jedi, which didn't.
Yeah.
And everybody thought it did, but it hooked the risks in the wrong place, like adding in comedy.
Yeah, it's just like, it's like Star Wars, they're not, they don't have the courage to actually change what needs to be changed to fully reboot it. And yeah. So I think that's kind of why fans get mad, because they kind of kill people off and change things that affect it in a way that feels half-assed, so to speak.
Well, it's confusing to me that, okay, Rian Johnson's going to get his own trilogy.
Yeah.
And
he might do better with that. Yeah.
Right. I bet you, since he's going to have three and he's going to do all of them,
right.
He's going to know where to take everything.
Yeah.
And it's going to have a more consistent line. The fact that JJ made Force Awakens,
yeah, well, he's
and then
going back
they, were
the third one.
Like, they were just like, let's try this new guy to write and direct his own.
You say that, but then, you know, a guy did Iron Man 1, and then a guy did Thor, and then a guy did Captain America. Like, they did it with Marvel.
Yeah.
Just, the guy, Kathleen
Feige is much better than
Kathleen Kennedy. Kennedy is no Kevin Feige, and that's the major difference. Am I still playing Overwatch? Yes. I mean, not currently, but yeah, I play it all the time. I made it to Platinum this season.
Gross.
Dude, I'm so happy about
gross.
That.
Gross.
So. I had a really good day on Friday.
Gross.
I think I made it to Platinum, man.
Dude, I know. I watched.
Super hyped, dude.
Yep.
Super hyped. Anyway, what? Yeah, Star Wars sucks.
Yep.
At least it's not the DC universe,
man.
At least it's not the DC universe.
Oh, man, Aquaman, though. It's going to be so good.
No, it's not.
It's going to be so good.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's like, I remember, like, those jokes from Deadpool. It's like, this movie's so dark. It's like the DC universe. And then, like, this Avengers Infinity War made it dark without making it dark.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
I mean, I felt depressed when I walked out of the fucking movie.
But you still, like, you can't have 15 lines of funny from Batman versus Superman.
Yeah. No.
It doesn't exist.
And that was also one of the qualms that people had, was that in Batman versus Superman, yeah, it was a dark tone, but, I mean, one, I think the saving grace of that movie was Batman, how bad he was. And then... Not bad as in bad.
No, I know,
like,
what you mean. I know what you mean. I'm just laughing because he's also bad.
Yeah. But then you take him to fucking Justice League, and then he's throwing jokes around like, what's your superpower? I'm rich.
I like that joke, though. It's a funny joke.
It's dumb. That's not in that dark Batman's character to make a fucking
joke. You have to commit.
Joke.
Like this, like this movie, like it's a simple things, like Nebula flying ships into people repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they can keep that continuity, but DC can't even keep continuity between the same Batman.
Yeah.
Two movies apart.
Same person.
Right.
Different character.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Bad Juju said he's in a Fortnite now.
Gross.
So he's just like every other person on the planet.
Yeah, gross.
Fortnite.
Stupid.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Fortnite. But I remember you telling me you were in a Fortnite like 6 months ago, so I bet you're really in a Fortnite now, man.
Mm.
Makes sense. Makes sense. What about playing the placement together next season? No, I definitely don't do placements with people, and I generally don't do competitive with people either. It's bad luck.
It's bad luck.
It's bad luck for me.
Yeah.
Definitely not placements. It's really bad luck. Because then people will be like, people tell me, like, if I play with other people, then I can't blame just myself for my score. So, like, if it's really good, my chat will just say, you're only good because you played with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's really bad, then I have to blame the other person. It's just, it's a lose-lose situation for everybody. So, it just doesn't work. Jesus. All right, man. Unanswered questions. Who died off-screen? Aunt May? Happy Hogan, Wong, Shuri, who died?
I don't know, man.
Do you think we'll find out?
Ant-Man probably did. Well, his movie's set before, I think, Infinity War.
Yeah, what if Wasp dies at the end of the movie? You know, she just melts away, you know?
That'd be nuts if it's concurrent with this.
When do we see a trailer for Infinity War 2, and then how does it even work?
I don't know. Don't know. Yeah, what the fuck can happen? This is so much different than the ending to The Last Jedi, though.
Yeah.
I feel like. Because The Last Jedi, I just feel like you can go anywhere.
Well, The Last Jedi, what they're going to do is they're going to recruit a bunch of Force-empowered people, and they're going to use them to take down the First Order. Boom, there's your last movie. Okay. Ruined it. There you go. That's how they're going to do it.
So Infinity War 2 is just going to be what?
Well, here's what I have as possible endings.
Okay.
Okay? We'll get back to unanswered questions. Possible endings. So... I think it's obvious that Doctor Strange knows they're going, or at least hopes they're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because he gave up the stone willingly when they so clearly made it a point that he would never do that.
Yeah.
So he did it for a reason. And I think Tony Stark is integral to it. because he is to the whole cinematic universe up to this point. Mm-hmm. And also, Doctor Strange made a point of saying spare his life.
Yeah.
And then he said this was the only way as he dies. So it's got to be written. Here's what I wrote. All the people that are... I know that some characters have confirmed sequels, but you don't know for sure if that's clickbait. Like, for example, Gamora is rumored to be an integral part of Guardians of the Galaxy 3. But what if her integral part is that she's no longer in the Guardians?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that could be it.
She's dead, man.
Right. She could be. Or she could also be trapped in the Soul Stone dimension, and who knows, dude? Who knows?
I mean, no. She fell from a cliff. She's dead.
I think the point is that, though, I wrote this. I said, this is about the characters and how they feel, how they react to loss. Like, Steve's last lines in the movie are him saying, like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Which really tells the impact, as Captain America is generally optimistic, so to speak.
He's a loss for words.
Right. And he talks about, he often talks about getting through, you know, tough things when they're incredibly bleak, and this completely broke him. He doesn't know what to do, and
right.
That's out of character.
How are you
going to,
yeah, right.
And that's like one thing, that Cap never does is break the character of Cap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even when Tony Stark is being snarky and everyone's looking at him, you know, he plants himself as a tree and he doesn't move. That's literally his character trait.
Yeah.
And this is like, he got moved, you know?
Yeah, he got moved pretty hard.
Mm-hmm. Well, I told you I was playing PvE, but I'll play a little bit of Battle Royale. Yeah, that's what everybody's doing, man. So everybody's playing Fortnite. I'm the only idiot on the planet that doesn't play Fortnite. It's me and Soda Poppin'. We're the only streamers that don't play Fortnite.
I'm not playing it.
Well, you're not a streamer.
I'm also not a gamer.
It's true.
Yeah.
Although you might have to play Fortnite in a couple weeks because chat voted for it second to Skyrim.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I'm not. You didn't remember that?
No, why?
Yeah, it was like 60% of the vote was Skyrim, and then like 40% of the vote was Fortnite.
Oh my God.
They didn't even vote for the other games on the list. They gave them like 5, dude.
I'd rather play PUBG over Fortnite.
Well, PUBG costs money. If you want to buy it, I'll get PUBG for you, but you play it on mobile. We'll just put like the camera close to the screen.
That'll work.
Okay. So anyway, back to what I was saying. So Steve Rogers, I think that's like the whole point is that they show what happens to the characters. Also, the tension is still there because even if the quote theory about Doctor Strange, you know, doing what he did on purpose, the only way to win is true, he's gone. I actually wrote and confirmed all the jabronis that are left still have to figure out how to win without any hope from the sorcerer's help from the Sorcerer Supreme.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all on their own. Also, we don't know who is dead. Just because Spider-Man comes back doesn't mean the Scarlet Witch does.
Right.
So that's kind of like the scope, like the weight of the ending.
Dude, I just hope they burn it all down.
And like, that's what everyone, like, my whole family is like, I thought Spider-Man had a movie coming out. I'm like, yeah, he technically does, but that's all we know.
Not, and it could also be
right.
Before, it could be...
Yeah, and it could not have that Spider-Man.
Mm.
You know, it could have Tom... It could have Miles Morales in it, man. They could put Donald Glover in it for all we know. Like, I mean, seriously, they really could. I don't think they will.
He's going to need some redemption.
Black Panther and Spider-Man and Doctor Strange are definitely all three coming back.
Yeah.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt in my mind they will come back at some point in the next Avengers movie. However, that doesn't mean that anyone else comes back. And it also, to me, doesn't... Like, I think you're supposed to experience this from the character's perspective. Like, sure, we know they're going to come back, but Tony Stark doesn't. Last thing he knows is that Spider-Man died in his arms and it's all his fault. And we're going to have to deal with that consequence throughout the entire of the next movie.
Well, see,
because he doesn't know Spider-Man has another movie coming out.
Yeah, I didn't think that anybody was going to die like this.
No. Well, and that's what I love about Marvel, dude. Like, everyone's like, all right, old people are going to die. You know, we expect Iron Man to die. We expect Captain America to die. They're the only ones who lived.
Yeah.
They killed everyone you didn't think was going to live.
Mm-hmm.
They killed everyone you think was going to die. I don't know. You know what I mean. They killed us. They surprised us.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah.
You could say that.
So that's insane to me that they had that much balls.
But, yeah.
I mean, to me, the endings are, the theories online are that Doctor Strange cursed the gauntlet when he had a hand on it. So the snap, just instead of, like, killing people, transported them to another dimension, or it put him in a different timeline, and so now Doctor Strange knows he's in another timeline, and he can work on getting them back.
Hmm.
So that's a theory online. The other theory, like, comes directly from Doctor Strange, when whatever that the guy, oh, whatever his name is, I don't remember. It's like Morbo or something.
Oh yeah,
the main guy in that mm-hmm. movie when he first starts playing with the time, like he's doing the apple, you know, and then he brings the page back. He first starts playing with the time stone. Mm-hmm. But he's like, if you play with time, it creates rips in reality and it does this and that. You know, if they're yelling at something as small as an apple, then something like the Mind Stone getting replaced might create a big tear in reality. And so there could be another alternate version of there where this doesn't happen, you know.
Mm.
And then also my personal theory is I think it's going to have something to do with the second gauntlet in the Forge. Like, I think it was just a mold of the gauntlet,
mm-hmm.
but they showed that
yeah.
for a reason. They didn't have to be like, is that the gauntlet you're talking about right there, huh? 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 You know, they didn't have to do that.
Who the fuck's gonna wield that, man?
Thor! Thor could do it!
How?
Hulk could do
it. And with what stones?
His two big ones he's got dangling off his body, man.
Oh,
you seen Thor lately? He just withstood a star!
Jesus Christ.
But anyway, like, my personal theory is I think it's gonna have something to do with that.
Hmm.
Because did you see that Thanos the glove was all busted up and
yeah
like at the end like
right.
like the gauntlet I think the stones are obviously they're fine but
yeah.
the gauntlet itself was unusable
mm-hmm.
and he's retired now you
definitely
know
screwed up yeah
he's retired now so they could just sneak onto his farm and take the stones put in a new gauntlet and then unsnap you know
unsnap
and bring them all back
I don't know man that's a good question. I cannot wait to figure it out. Like, I'm more excited about this than Game of Thrones. I don't even give a shit anymore.
Dude. Yeah, dude.
You can't beat that. You can't beat destroying half of the people.
It's like, I mean, obviously, we weren't alive for Empire, but I think that's such a great analogy, comparison, because I can't wait for the next Infinity War movie.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, that's the first thing my parents look at me, my sister look at me, and they're like, when's the next one?
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's 1 year, basically, from today.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I'm like, they're like, who is that at the end? And I'm like, that's Captain Marvel. And they go, who's she? And I go, I don't really know. Her movie comes out in February.
Yeah, so do you think it's going to have anything to do with her?
Well, that's what's villains? My mom came out. It's like, why didn't she just show up when all this was happening and save the world then? Why did Nick Fury have to call him? And I'm like, I'm assume we'll find out why she's busy in February.
Yeah.
Like, I assume that's going to be the idea. It's like, it'll end with her getting trapped in a meteorite fighting some dragon for 30 years. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be pretty sweet, though. She fighting a dragon on a meteorite. Name something cooler than that, dude. That's right. You can't. It's the coolest scenario ever presented.
A dragon on a meteorite. Jesus Christ.
It's the coolest scenario ever been presented, so.
Dude. I think I'm lost as a actual human now until I see that second
one. Well, most people are saying that Ant-Man and the Wasp are going to explore the quantum realm
mm-hmm.
because you kind of got into that in the first Ant-Man.
Yeah.
And people like that exists out of space and time.
Mm-hmm.
So like two stones don't work there.
Yeah.
And so people are thinking that maybe Ant-Man can do something if they figure out how to work in the quantum realm. They can do that maybe because Wasp is really smart and whatever. There's a reason his movie's coming out.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's going to have something to do with Infinity War, even if it's slightly small. You know what? I mean, he's been on set. And, like, you know Hawkeye's going to have a huge part in it, too, because he didn't do the new Mission Impossible to be in this movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Part two?
Yeah. Well, they filmed him at the same
right.
time, so.
Dude. Shit.
Now, people expected him to show up in part one, I would think.
Yeah.
So.
Where was Wolverine at, man?
Wolverine ain't in the universe, man. I hope he does show up at some point, but. Because they filmed them at the same time, like, my sister's boyfriend was like, oh, Deadpool might show up in the next one. And I'm like, yeah, man, that's possible. And inside, I'm like, there is no friggin' way
mm-hmm.
that's going to happen because they already filmed them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the whole Disney buying Fox thing is great, but that's for the future. They already are...
For the next
Infinity Right, they're
War.
Done with principal photography mm-hmm. for Avengers 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's always a small chance they could go back and pull a Spider-Man like they did with Civil War, but that's a very small chance,
right.
you know? They mostly are just working on effects now. That's just
yeah, or like one scene,
right?
With not many characters, in
right?
They could throw in,
right?
It's not
going
to be a huge part.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Jesus Christ, though. I don't know how...
How do you think it's going to end, man? What's your theory?
I don't know. I have no idea. My theory is that everybody's going to come back, except for the people that are old, and they're going to die. It's going to be reversed. So all the people that...
You think Captain America's going to die trying to save Bucky?
Yeah. I mean, I think Stark and... Or Downey Jr. and Evans are both... Their contracts are up.
I don't... yeah, but that doesn't mean... They can't sign another one of those tomorrow, dude.
I mean, yeah, but they
could keep it a secret. They could also keep it a secret, then they already have a new one, you know?
Yeah.
I think they're tired of paying Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
I think if anything, Robert Downey Jr. will become the next Nick Fury. I don't think he'll die. I think he'll stay in the universe, but I think he may just appear in a movie for half a second every once in a while.
Hmm.
That's what I would think. Captain America, I think, will die because Chris Evans is, like, growing mustaches and being in plays now and stuff, and he obviously doesn't care. Thor, I think, will stick around forever.
Yeah.
Like, Chris Hemsworth, dude, I think he loves being Thor.
I would.
Yeah. I don't understand these hoity-toity actors, man. What, you hate being popular? You hate being adored?
Yeah, they want to do something else, man.
Sorry that you have an amazing physique and Marvel pays for it, you know?
Yeah.
Must be awful.
Must be really awful getting all that money.
Yeah. Must be bad being Chris Pratt, you know? He upgraded so hard he dumped his wife.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man.
I think there's these things with actors. Like, they're just mad that they aren't recognized for their craft. You know, they're only recognized for being in Marvel, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, that's definitely a thing.
Right.
I mean, for assholes.
Right, and I think that's stupid. Like, I think people like Chris Hemsworth, like, they just go, this is fun, I'll be in this. That's fine, you know?
Right.
Like, doesn't matter. Like, I think Robert Downey Jr. used to be that way, but then he did all that coke and all the, and you know, he had that rock bottom moment, and he's like, you know what, my second chance, maybe I'll just ride this wave. You know, I feel like that's mm-hmm. what he's doing, you know?
Dude.
He did a movie where he was in blackface and no one cared. Like, I feel like he understands where he's at right now, so.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
Yeah. I don't know how he, I still don't know how he got away with that.
Yeah.
Could you imagine doing that in 2018?
No. Like, I'm going back through and rewatching Sonny.
Right.
And
the D blackface and like that, Mac and like, blackface.
Yeah, Mac hits on a tranny right. and they're making fun of him for him like that. You couldn't do today. Yeah. Just crazy.
Yeah, it's insane. But that's way off topic. But yeah. I don't know, man. I think Captain America won't come back. But I don't know. And I think this movie kind of proves that maybe you don't need him.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I'll miss him. I think he's... I like Captain America's character. I think he's important mm-hmm. to how... The Avengers work, you know, as a group.
Yeah.
But.
Well, I think that's also the thing. Like, you can't just replace Chris Evans with Bucky because Bucky has no experience.
Right.
With
that's what I think. Not, yeah. Just because he's in the comics that way.
Right.
But, like, they make. But they're showing that Tony Stark is now a leader in his own right, mm-hmm. you know, and maybe after this, Star-Lord will step up and be a leader, you know, or how great would it be the Rocket just becomes the next Captain America?
There you go.
That'd be sweet.
That would be sweet.
He drops the shield.
Give him a tiny little shield.
Just starts slashing people. Why don't they make him? Why didn't they make Captain America a new shield?
Yeah.
Like, I get that his current shield is in lockup with the CIA or whatever, but they got...
Get this man a shield.
They got lots of stuff
and
around...
By shield,
you know.
I mean, like, arm plates.
Yeah, they're not really shields, are they?
Yeah,
like,
no.
I kind of wanted to see his shield, mm-hmm. you know? Like, they could have...
Like, he looked badass.
I don't know if, like, they know this, but they're in Wakanda,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of vibranium there.
There's a lot of it.
They could just make him a new shield, like, I would think, pretty easily.
Pretty
so.
Simply, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, man. It takes forever to get an Infinity Stone out of somebody's fucking head.
Dude, there was trillions of synapses, and even one mistake could cause a collapse.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, we spend a lot of time in Wakanda, but I just didn't feel like... I don't know. I think it got more time than, like, wherever the fuck Guardians are from. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. The movies broke my brain, man. I don't know what to say.
I mean, I think we spent plenty of time in Wakanda. I don't think we spent any time anywhere but a battlefield. Like, I guess we had, like, a couple scenes in there.
Not really
but...
the characters from it. And
right.
then just all of a sudden...
But I don't really care. I don't
T'Challa's
really...
just... Whee!
I don't really need more Wakanda.
In the fucking wind, bro.
Yeah, he did.
Well, I wanted to see him interact more with everyone else.
Yeah.
Because they were so damn isolated in Black Panther... That I wanted to see
the
interactions.
I did think about that. That was the one thing I thought about is like when they're walking out, it's like when you opened up Wakanda, the rest of the world, this wasn't exactly what I had in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, what'd you think? He's like, maybe an Olympics or a Starbucks. And I'm thinking, 2 years have passed.
Yeah.
And that was the one time that the timeline kind of broke for me, is like, it's been 2 years since he announced that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there would be a Starbucks if they wanted one.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like,
2 years is a lot of
so
time.
So like, Wakanda's like, we're opening up the new to
and
the new world.
And then, really
and then he didn't
all.
Do anything. Yeah. Like, but maybe they'll cover that. Maybe they'll cover that in Black Panther 2.
Maybe.
That's like the only real complaint I have about that movie, is that one little thing about...
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's why I'm thinking. Because Wakanda didn't seem like it grew.
Right.
Like, Tony felt like he grew. Spider-Man kind of felt like he grew.
And part of that might also be that no one expected the Black Panther movie to be as good as it was, or to catch on as much as it was, and so they didn't put as much Black Panther in it.
Yeah.
Like, if you think about it, like, when Shuri was there, and like the bald lady, whatever her name is, mm-hmm. like, they didn't know when they were filming that they would be beloved characters now. You know, they shot that a year and a half ago.
That's a good point.
So that could have something to do with it. I don't know, man. They could also... Shuri could be dead now, so who knows, man. Do you think she finished copying the data off the Mind Stone?
To where you could possibly get a new Vision?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Dude, Vision got wrecked, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, he died, and then was brought back to life, and then he died again.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even think
and, you know,
that.
You think about it, like, if Vision dies... Yeah.
From the stone exploding?
Yeah, he disappeared.
When Wanda did it?
Yeah, he exploded with the stone.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would... I think if Vision dies, I'll miss Jarvis.
Yeah.
You know? There's no more Jarvis.
Hey, man, Paul Bettany's going to be in fucking Han Solo.
I saw that, dude. Why is he in Han Solo?
He's the bad guy, man. It's going to be great.
No, it ain't.
It's going to be so good.
It's not going to be
great. Oh, man, Chewie is going to die.
All right, how many, Chewie's gonna die. Yeah. Did you hear that kid in our theater last night when, like, after the movie was over? Because Han Solo at the end of the day goes, Chewie! Mm-hmm. Like, the trailer faded out, and you hear the little kid go, Chewie!
No,
that was, like, the greatest thing in the whole trailer,
funny.
Dude. Okay, more unanswered questions for you. All
okay.
Right? How many of the Asgardians died? Because it looked like at the beginning they killed them all.
Yeah!
But then Thor, halfway through, he said half. Which is more in tune with what Thanos would actually do.
Uh-huh.
He would only kill half. But it looked like they all died. But then Thor also said he killed half my people.
When? When he was talking to Rocket?
Yeah.
Oh. Interesting.
So what do you think, man? You think Korg's out there? Think the Valkyrie's out there?
He better be.
You think Meek's out there? I'm floating through space. This is a bad deal. Anyway, I mean, what do you think, man? It's possible?
How can you split a ship in half and then the other half's fine, but then you're just shooting the other half?
Well, and it looked like a lot of people were dead on it already.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like the scene where he split them up and he only kills one side
right.
and the other. Like, these people were looked to be already dead.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, how many of those people, like, put up a fight? You know? Like, does he consider balancing, like, all of the people that are alive now, I'll balance?
Right.
You know?
I don't know.
I don't know how that works, so... What do you think, man? You think they're alive?
Yeah. There's no way that all of Asgard could be completely gone. After Ragnarok being like, it's not a place, it's a people. And then, oh, they're all gone. Like, not only your homeworld's gone, all your people are gone, too. Your brother's gone. Your girlfriend's gone.
It's just him and Lady Sif, man, repopulating Asgard.
Yeah, where the fuck's she at, bro?
Dude, I don't know. I mean, she's probably dead. I'll tell you this for sure, okay? If he killed all the Asgardians on that ship and it's just Thor and Lady Sif, when he snapped, Lady Sif died because it was just him and her.
Yeah, that's a balance. Jesus. I don't know, man.
Also, does it balance based on species or balance based on planet?
I would say species.
Like,
right?
Is that why Rocket Raccoon didn't die? Because he's the only one of his species? Or do
Maybe.
You think they also killed 50 raccoons?
There was some dude who was having a raccoon problem and be like, whoa, what happened? They're all
dude,
gone.
Dude, half my raccoon problem is gone right
Man.
Now, dude.
It's awesome. It can help people. Dude, when fucking Colby Smulders and Sam L just went, I was like, oh, man, they just killed Colby Smulders. No more. How I Met Your Mother in it.
Maria Hill, yeah.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, Sam starts fading away. What? No! Talk about burn it. Let the past die.
Yeah, dude.
Jesus. Except they didn't.
Have you seen that photo of him on the set of Captain Marvel where he's like, he's bald and he's got a beard and he's wearing a suit and it looks like he's gained 50 pounds?
Who?
Kiss Samuel L. Jackson.
Really? No, I have not.
It's pretty funny, dude. They made him look like a desk jockey from the 90s. It's fantastic. Oh, I can't wait for that movie. Do you watch any of the Marvel TV? Okay. Because one of my biggest questions, like Chris's first question to me was like, how does Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. handle this?
Yeah.
Like on the last episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the one that aired the day of release, last Friday, mm-hmm. they in just a side mention, have you heard about all this weird stuff happening in New York? But like, do you think that across the Marvel Universe, now 50% of people just disappear from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Do you think 50% of people disappear from Daredevil Season 3? Or do you think like Daredevil Season 3 will just be like before this happened? And then it'll get saved between Daredevil Season 3 and Daredevil Season 4, and then they never have to worry about
crazy, right? Like, I mean, they could do a whole timeline of in between the unsnap and the snap.
I mean, they could have a whole series about how people
cope. So much shit.
Like a mini series about how people cope with now half the population gone.
Right.
You know?
Like, one, easily. That's what I wanted to see. I want to see that. I want to see how it's going to work after the snap and at, like, the world economy like, there's and going everything to be, like that.
There's going to be several aftermaths, and I wonder how they're going to cover. Because, mm-hmm. like, there's the aftermath of the snap. There's the aftermath of the undo the snap. And how do they handle everyone being back? It's like, do people remember?
Right.
Like how if I'm sure the Avengers
they're
going to
MIB everything. They're just going to
the Statue of Liberty gets refreshed, and I mean that's going to be hard to do in like a tribe in Africa though.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
It's also going to be hard to do on alien planets that we didn't know existed because he did it to the entire universe, not just Earth. You know.
That's a good point.
And so it'll affect everything ever made in any piece of Marvel cinematic universe.
Yeah, man.
Like, this snap is like, it's going to be post-snap and pre-snap when you discuss a new property. Mm.
That's fucking crazy.
Right?
Like, that's why I love this movie, is because that stakes just pushed the fucking
boundaries.
Because
even if they reverse every single thing that happened and they still figure out how to beat Thanos, my assumption would be that people still remember it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Or some people will remember it happened.
Right.
You know?
I don't know, man. I'm excited.
Pretty intense, man.
Yeah.
Okay, now the real question is, why did Nick Fury drive that stupid Infinity at the end of the movie, dude? Why? Like, why?
I told you.
Why can't he get a real car?
There's gonna be one in there, man.
Why couldn't he get a real man's car?
Yeah. Where was his, like, space age fucking car and Winter Soldier.
Yeah, they always drove Lexuses up to this point. Now they drive Infinities.
Winter Soldier's the one where he gets shot.
Yeah. And I remembered, I put it together after the movie. I should have put it together before, but I realized Infinity is now the sponsor because it's the Infinity War.
Oh.
And that made me hate Infinities more.
Yeah.
Because that's one of the stupidest, laziest pieces of marketing I've ever heard.
That's funny.
Like, you know, there's some guys like, Infinity War? I work for Infinity. Genius, you know, it's just like that's
the best marketing scheme.
I know
ever.
That's honestly what I expect people to say. Yeah. So, yeah, Infinity, man, stupid. I'm glad that's what first thing I said to you after I walked out of the theater. It's like, did you see Nick Fury driving that stupid Infinity? I'm glad he's dead.
That was so funny.
You didn't expect that to be my thoughts, did you?
Yeah. I didn't even notice it was Infinity. I was too focused on everybody dying.
Yeah. Well, see, since I knew that. Like, I see, your second viewing was like my first, because that's part of the reason I like spoilers, because I kind of know the generic plot, so I can pay attention more to how it actually happens.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I knew Nick Fury was going to die saying the F word, so I could look at a stupid Infinity he was driving. It improved my movie-going experience.
Oh, motherfucker.
It's just Sam L. Jackson doing Sam L. Jackson things, man. So, anything else you want to talk about on the movie? I mean, how far are we into the show? We're at 3:52, so we've done almost two hours of review.
That's insane.
Anything else you want to say about the movie?
Go see it because
I mean, yeah, you should see it. I mean, if you don't know anything about the Marvel Universe, this movie probably isn't good though, because you don't really get any introduction to any of the characters really at all.
That's a good point.
Like, if you don't know what's going on,
No, I agree with that. Like I think about my parents who don't pay attention really, haven't to it.
Right.
So, and then they go and sit and they're like, "What the fuck is happening?"
Well, your mom just heard the whole review. So.
I got my hair cut yesterday.
Yeah,
I was talking to this lady about. She was like, "You got any plans?" I'm like, "I'm going to see Infinity War."
Yeah,
she was like, "Oh yeah, is that the new Avengers?" I was like, "Uh huh." He's like, oh, yeah, I just watched Civil War.
It's crazy to me, man.
It was really good. And I was like, yeah, well, this one's like the big one. This one's the one that's been leading up to. Right. She's like, really? Already? I'm like,
it's been 10 years!
She's like, didn't they just start doing them like 3 years ago?
Just want to be Dennis in his car driving to work and just start yelling.
Idiots! Idiots!
He's just eating his cereal. Oh, you all merge there, you stupid bitch. Oh, you won't. You know?
Dude. I was like, actually, you know, the first Avengers was 2011. She was like, really?
Right? Yeah. I mean, dude, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. I mean, you think about it, like, our show, we covered the release of Iron Man when we started doing the show in 2008.
Yep.
And now, that feels like forever ago.
Yeah.
And they've been making Marvel movies two or three a year
That was in their Marvel intro, Marvel Studios intro.
Yep, the 10. EO, yeah, dude, I liked it. Yep, I liked
That's crazy, 10 fucking years.
All right, man, what'd you think of the theater itself? Because Colby and I, for some perspective, we live in this cesspool of nothingness called Wichita. It's like, imagine if the Earth is a human body, the butthole is Wichita.
right, smack dab in the middle of our ass, and we're the butthole.
Right, and it's not a clean one. It's a dirty, filthy butthole.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, some of you may like that. And you know what? I don't judge you. There's some people that like living here. Okay? So you're one of those people. You like being deep in the butthole. I am not one of those people.
You like eating ass. Yep. You can live here.
Dirty. It's dirty.
Dirty ass.
Okay? All right. So anyway, we live here. We've had a local theater chain called Warren Theaters here. It's one of the best in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And then, probably a year ago now, they sold it to Regal Cinemas, which is one of the butthole of theater chains, okay?
One of, yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible. They've done no upgrades to the theaters ever since. It's been exactly the same. They changed the concessions from Pepsi to Coke. It's the only positive change I can mention. The rewards program is fantastic because I get free popcorn all the time because I have movie pass. But other than that, it's the same. There's no improvements.
They cut costs a lot, and just like half their staff, I feel like.
Right,
too.
And it's just very generic now. Mm-hmm. Like, the bones of the theater are good, but in 15 years, it won't be good anymore.
Right.
And they're not going to make any upgrades. And that's kind of how I feel. So the AMC, which is American Multicinema, I looked it up because my kid wanted to know what AMC stood for. I told him it was like Amazing Monkey
Cups.
Yeah, and he didn't think that was true. So I had to look it up. But, you know, by the way, that's based in Leawood. It's in Kansas City, which kind of blows my mind.
AMCs?
Yeah.
Really?
So it blows my mind because we didn't have an AMC here in Wichita
until
3 weeks ago.
It
literally just opened.
Mm-hmm.
And Colby and I, they have a Dolby theater at this AMC, which is like, they have reclining seats, they claim, and the seats rumble with you. It's supposed to have like this amazing projector and amazing sound and blah, blah, blah. Okay. And so me and Colby went and checked that out for this movie. It's the first time we ever been. And what'd you think, man?
It was weird.
Yeah?
I don't know how I felt about, like, I liked where I sat, where we were up, because, half the front.
I don't know why you sit in the front.
Right, is on the ground.
Right.
And then the theater, or the screen is, like, above you by 5, 6 feet.
I feel like there's 25 seats in that theater that had a good view.
Right.
And then there was 75
and then,
that didn't.
20 feet up is the next, like, 3 rows back. Yeah. There's only, like,
it's small.
7, 8 rows, yeah.
All I could think about is it looked like AMC bought that building and just repainted it.
Yep.
Like, they dusted it literally with, like, a feather duster, and then they just painted over whatever crap was left, brought in new seats, and then they just let it. Like, it smelled old in there. Like, it smelled like it had been abandoned for 15 years. Because what it was is it was a theater. Like, it was called the North Rock because it's on North Rock Road. I know. It was a multiplex, but then the Warren put them out of business.
Yes.
Because they weren't as good. And Warren, back in the day, was very luxurious and all of that. And so they got put out of business. And then it sat there for 15 years untouched until AMC came in and bought it. And it felt like the building had been sitting there for 15 years untouched.
Yeah, it was not as ecstatic as I thought it would be.
Like,
yeah,
when I expected
illustrious.
It. I guess I expected it to be fancy like the Warren is, and it wasn't. Now, the chairs were nice. I didn't really like the reclining because it didn't really recline.
Yeah.
Like, it was more like a, you know, and like your legs would go like this. You know?
Yeah, I got uncomfortable a couple of times.
I did too.
I would have rather been sitting up straight.
I changed my seat mm-hmm. to sit up straight about halfway through the movie because my back started to hurt. Right. So like, but like you're spaced far apart from people, which was kind of nice.
Yeah.
Like if I weighed 800 pounds like the man you sat next to a couple seats down, like it would be that would be a great theater for me.
Mm-hmm.
But and overall, the screen was a normal size.
The screen was in nothing.
Like I didn't feel like the seats rumbling was kind of cool.
The seat rumble was pretty cool.
Like when Vision got stabbed out of nowhere, like I about pooped my pants. When that happened.
Okay, so was it me? Here's my qualm with it.
Okay,
was the audio?
Okay,
the fucking the score, the special effects sounds,
right.
Everything that wasn't dialogue sounded amazing.
Okay,
but then once dialogue was happening, it sounded like it was coming out of one speaker. It sounded very mono.
I wonder if it was different on your side.
Really?
Like I didn't really. I thought it was everything was very loud.
Mm-hmm.
Except the audio, but I just assumed that's because I was sitting so close to the speakers.
Maybe. I don't know.
Generally, how those theaters work is the dialogue is in the main channel,
mm-hmm.
which is behind the screen,
mm-hmm.
and then all of the surround stuff is on the sides.
Yeah, I would think that if a character, if you're talking to a character over here,
right.
and then characters behind you, and they say something when they're not on screen,
right.
you would hear it over there
'kay.
Rather than just in front of you.
Right.
It just felt very flat to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
that was one of my things. Was I'm like, is this supposed to be impactful? Like, there was no bass to Thanos' voice
see,
to me.
Yeah, I noticed that. But I just assumed that was just the theater. I didn't really think... I guess
I
that
know.
It's the same to me every movie I go see.
I think I'm going to go see it in the IMAX.
Maybe I've seen too many, because I go to the MoviePass movies now,
mm-hmm.
and so I only go to the regular theaters. Like the last movie I saw on IMAX was Dunkirk.
Mm.
So it might be that you go see more movies in IMAX. And I like, where did you see Black Panther? You see it in IMAX?
Yeah.
So that might be the difference. Like, you see it in the IMAX theater, which is super nice. And mm-hmm. I literally, when me and Chris went and saw... I can't remember what
it was. I thought the sound was great. Everything but the dialogue.
I thought it was very average. The whole thing. Like,
no,
the project, like
heard,
the screen,
yeah,
the screen
I mean,
didn't
that,
look great.
No.
Like, it looked fine.
Mm-hmm.
I had no complaints, except for that spotlight on the screen.
Yeah.
Every once in a while. But it didn't look great. Like, I didn't look at it and go, wow, mm-hmm. this looks I can obviously tell it looks better.
Yeah.
Like, it looked just like any other movie screen.
Yeah, it was
to me.
A standard.
Also, they showed six freaking trailers before the movie.
Yeah,
Six!
Well, that's because there's a lot of movies coming out, man.
Dude, I do not need to see the movie trailer for the teenagers who have powers.
Yeah, that
don't care.
Cool.
All right, show Incredibles. Show Solo.
Dude, Mission Impossible trailer looked pretty.
Mission
badass,
Impossible
though.
Looks good. I don't need Venom. You know, I don't need. It's in October. Save it for Ant-Man. You know,
yeah.
You don't need Venom in front of Infinity War. Like, if I was Sony, I wouldn't put that heap of garbage before Infinity War.
Right.
Like, if I have a movie that I'm not 100% behind,
mm-hmm.
you don't put it in Infinity War because everyone's going to forget.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's terrible.
I'm
don't. Surprised. From the producers of Stranger Things and Arrival, here's some kids riding in the bus. I don't care!
Yeah.
Burn your movie down!
I thought it was going to be like the New Mutants, but then it was
no.
just a random
it's
story.
Some, it's the next Twilight is all
yeah,
it is. I
it was
care.
Just like, okay, so there's this big superhero craze in movies right now. Let's make a teen drama into a superhero
yeah.
movie.
Yeah, that's what it is. I didn't care. Didn't care.
Looks
don't
dumb.
Care at all. Hate it.
Looks
filled with rage.
Dumb.
But yeah, but so I mean, it was fine. I don't think I'd ever choose to go there over the Warren.
Right.
I don't think there's any reason to. Like, if I lived over there, I guess
the only reason was I got alcohol.
But you can do that at the Warren. You can't do that our
right.
Warren, but you can do it at the East Side one.
Yeah.
And the East Side one has reclining seats and all that stuff too. Maybe you should go try it out and see if it's better.
I've been meaning to try out the Warren
yeah.
21, but
my
I don't
sister
know
goes there a lot.
To,
she loves.
Is
it.
Is it the whole East?
No,
Warren?
I think there's like 12 theaters that are Warren 21, and then there's the 17 or whatever that are regular Warren.
Okay.
And then the balcony has alcohol, and the Old Town Warren has alcohol.
That's
it's
point.
Literally only ours.
Yeah.
The one right by our house that doesn't have alcohol.
That's
so.
A good point.
I do like that it had a bar and stuff in it. I wish the Warren had a bar. Like, Chris, like, it'd be so much fun to come here with Colby and Britt. We could go see a movie, then we could sit at the bar.
Mm.
And it's like, babe, I'm a Twitch streamer. We are never doing that. And I don't think she realizes it, but she was really excited about the bar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, the guy next to me had like a Miller Lite and was just drinking it throughout the movie. And I'm like, that sounds pretty great.
It was great.
I didn't have any concessions of any kind. So
yeah, we got in the concession line and then it was long as shit. And
yeah.
we were like, well, we can just go to the open bar over there that's
yeah.
that nobody's at.
My son very loudly opened a pack of Twizzlers about 10 minutes into the movie. So he had some concessions. He loved it. So
It was good.
It's just I should have sat next to him. Like, it was me, Chris, then my son, and it should have been Chris, me, and my son.
Yeah.
Because I looked I just hear Thanos is choking people, and I just hear, and I look over there. And I'm like, you need help? What? Do you need help? He goes, no. I'm like, okay. It's like, just made it even worse, Seth. Good job. Good parenting. Like, he's almost 9. He's not an invalid. He can open a friggin' pack of Twizzlers.
Yeah. Apparently not quietly, though.
No. Well, Chris does that all the time, too. Chris, you out there listening? Chris does it all the time, too. She opens stuff really loudly, and it just drives me insane. Or, she'll eat ice in the movie, and I just hear... Like, it'll be some guy dying, and it's like some funeral, and I'm just... right now, you know, and I'm sure no one else can hear it, but it bothers me.
Yeah,
you know, because I'm like, people are like, is she just chewing ice? Look at that fat guy next to her. How did he land that ice chewer? Oh, because she chews ice all the time. That's just what goes through my head every friggin' time. It drives me nuts, dude.
Yeah, I think you're overthinking some.
Oh yeah, you think?
Yeah,
you think, man?
Thinking you're overthinking some stuff.
All right, well, we covered Avengers: Infinity War, man. Covered Avengers Infinity War. You know, the craziest thing about this score is this part right here. Hold on.
I don't even think we covered all of it. I think there's definitely some things that we're forgetting, but...
Dude, I mean, we didn't cover the plot at all.
Yeah.
Like, we did 2 hours of basically highlights.
Right.
Like, what are our general thoughts? What were our favorite pieces? What's the end like? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's basically what we did.
Yeah.
Like, the movie is so jam-packed, you know? And I expect people, you know... As they listen to our episode and they more of them go see the movie and stuff, they'll come back and they'll have their own opinions and we'll talk about it from now. I mean, I assume this movie I'll talk about as much as I talk about how much I hate Dunkirk. So.
Yeah.
I mean, if we talk about Marvel all the time on this show, I don't think it's going to be any different now. Right. I'm trying to figure out how to get to go to show and after music. Yeah. This part right here. I think it's this part. Like,
all of the... All of the music was great.
Like, you'll know what part this is right here. Let's wait for it. Dude. Like, the credits were just white on black. For the whole time. And then the words just melt away, mm-hmm. like the people in the movie.
God, dude, it was so good.
So good.
The ending was just perfect.
It was.
It was so good. I've never been, so awestruck by a movie in so long right. like that.
Well, and then I asked my parents, who I feel like the arbiter of normal for mm-hmm. me, and I'm like, what'd you think? And, even my dad was like, it was excellent, you know? And, the only thing my dad likes is, deer jerky and mowing the lawn. And, he likes Avengers Infinity War. I'm just like, man, that means it was good, dude.
Oh, God, I want to go see it again so bad.
Yeah.
So bad.
Yeah, dude, but it's crazy. So... We'll end the show. Hey man, we're gonna do a photo shoot after the show today. So, yeah, I don't know what we're gonna do or where we're gonna do it, but that's the plans for after the show. So we can actually have new branding and
sure stuff.
What do you mean sure?
We're gonna update the look of the show.
Yeah, we're gonna make it sweet.
Yeah, Avengers style.
Really, we just can't edit the look of the show because we lost all the original files somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, both Colby and I hoard everything. And somehow, both of us, the one thing we lost was the same thing, and it happened to be this show.
Yeah.
Like, why couldn't it have been the PSD for After Hours? I got all of those assets.
I got those, too.
that's there forever.
Yep.
Don't ever have to worry about Cameron at the strip club. We got that till the end of time. But this show, it's gone. Don't make any sense. That's all I'm saying. So we're gonna do that. So look for that in the coming weeks.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, otherwise, Avengers Infinity War, man. I mean, what do we give it? 10 out of 10?
10 out of 10.
I mean, it's...
For now.
Yeah, I mean...
It might hold up. It might go down. It might go up.
11 out of 10?
Yeah.
11. It'd be 11 out of 10.
It's possible.
Movie equivalent of The Witcher Wild Hunt.
Yep.
Or The City Skylines for Colby.
Sure.
But anyways, guys, thanks so much for watching today. Hopefully this episode stays evergreen because I think we did it on Sunday. Avengers Infinity War has only been out 72 hours, so I assume a lot of you haven't seen it. So you went back and listened to the show. We appreciate it. But yeah, we're live twice a week, twitch.tv/SethColby. Once on Thursday, 7 p.m. Sunday at 2 p.m., both Central Time. Follow us on Twitter for updates, twitter.com/SethColby, and videos on demand on youtube.com/SethColby, and the podcast is on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Get the links at SethColby.com. Buy a t-shirt, sub to us, donate money.
Donate.
Y'all know what's up. And thank you for listening today.
Have fun.
We'll see you on Thursday for another new episode, and Colby Plays Games, a surprise game.
Yeah.
So we'll see you guys then. Thanks so much for watching. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.